Hey, Sean, do you have anything funny to say at the beginning of the show today?
No, not really. I was a latchkey kid, just like the rest of my generation. I never had much going on. I only avoided my parents because they were so fucked up. And then as the time passed, I got my hands on a computer. And after I got the computer for a while, it began to get a little stronger. I began to realize what was going on and what was happening. And after that, I began to realize that there's more freaks out there than there were normal people. And after all the normal people kind of realized that there's more freaks than them, then they started getting afraid. So then I started talking to these guys and organizing them in large sections and groups and counterculture movements. And now I get to spew my guts out all over the radio every fucking week at Monday night, because my name is Sean Kennedy, and I am the fucking man.
To listen to the Sean Kennedy Show on Ranch Radio, email your opinions to theman@ranchradio.com or to Sumerian@info@ranchradio.com. And now, here's the man, Sean Kennedy!
Oh, your mic's not on. Nobody heard anything. Turn on your mic.
Is my mic on now?
So I guess you really didn't have anything to say funny.
Let me just do that again.
We do it? We're going to start again.
Waka, waka, waka! Started like a really hyper fucking Fozzie Bear hopped up on smack, gunpowder, and live chickens. Yes, it's me, Sean Kennedy, the fucking man, as I'm doing my bachelor's cooking, trying to arrange my French fries on my McDonald's food. Oh my God! Sean, you're eating McDonald's food, you carpet sellout, you whore. Whatever, man, I was hungry and I had to get out here.
Sim's crying over here.
What? Oh, what? What? You and your first world choice. I mean, that's the most fucking selfish
first
thing you
world
could.
Choice.
It is a first world choice.
That's right.
I saw a priest about this today. I'm like, what fucking third world guys? Hey, great, we get to eat today. What are you eating? Cow? No, I'm not going to eat it because I do agree with killing the cow. Whatever, man, we're starving. Yeah, but it's still wrong. What about the cow? Fuck you, buddy.
I could choose to eat grass.
What? There is
lots
no grass.
Yeah, lots of grass.
Those skinny motherfuckers in Ethiopia. Yeah, they're eating all the grass. Ain't no grass to eat. That's a total first world choice, man. It's like, you decadent, selfish fuck. Think of all the starving motherfuckers in the world. No.
I don't want to think of it.
I don't want to think about that. Me. But that's true. I mean, everyone's
no,
out
actually,
there.
Actually, cows are much more wasteful than just eating the grain that the cows eat. It's 10 to 1.
Another reason
to kill
them
ratio.
They're fucking wasteful fuckers.
gotta, kill them quick before they waste more food.
Kill those fucking cows.
Are you, like, making
I'm dropping lettuce all over your floor.
You're making
not a goddamn huge, thing you can do about
huge
it.
Huge mess.
Hang on, let me check.
Check for what? The mess? It's right there. See, now we can't hear you because... Oh, I got to entertain the masses.
I'm just finding a stream
to go on the background here. It's, like, really quiet.
Yeah, that's
very strange.
How very odd.
It's very odd.
What if there's been a bomb?
There.
So they're going to be listening to me while I'm shoving McDonald's food in my mouth. Of course, I have a way of making all McDonald's food taste better. It's the best. This is bachelor cooking at its best, okay? What you do is you go and you, whenever you get your meal, the best bang for the buck at McDonald's, okay, to get is usually, in Canada, is a big extra meal with an extra cheeseburger. I can't remember what
extra,
which.
Extra.
Yeah, with an extra cheeseburger.
And make them fuck up your order. That's
yeah, well,
good
that's
too.
What they did tonight. I got, like, a fucking McGrill and two hamburgers and a big extra and fucking.
Sean just yelled at them. They got confused. They got scared.
I don't do that shit. I've never yelled at a fast food person, even when they utterly fuck my order. I'm really mad because it's always like.
You know what they go through.
These fucking drive-thrus.
They're the hardest working people.
Well, they put these.
Hardest working people on stage.
McDonald's worker. So they are. They are. They what do they do? You ever notice? Look at the next time you go through a drive-thru, how many drive-thrus end on a one-way street? Something. Fuck up your order, you can't get back there.
Yeah.
But I, out of a point, I'll like spin around and drive through people's yards and shit and actually get back to them. And then I'll be like, hi. Remember me? I was just here. Oh, yeah? Yeah, there was an error on my order. And they know I'm mad, right? Because I can't really, you know... Can I have my show format back? Thank you.
Yeah,
this
morning
is distracting me. She's talking about her tits.
Who?
Yeah, where this morning was.
Oh, my goodness.
I seen her tits once. She was all gun taped up and shit. I thought that was fucked up. Like, how do you leave your house? She's, like, young. She was, like, 15 or 16.
That's right.
How the fuck do you leave your house with gun tape on your tits and your parents not say anything?
Like, bye, honey.
Bye, honey. Where are you going? Oh, I'm going to a cult meeting with a bunch of people on the internet. I don't know.
Cult meeting with a bunch of people.
Well, wear a sweater. That gun tape can't teach you very well.
You know, like, what the fuck? What the fuck are they going to say to that, you know?
Have
what a fucked up
fun.
Thing to say. What a fucked up world.
Yeah.
Where was I going? Anyway, so they always end on these one-way streets. But regardless, what you do is you go get your fucking double cheeseburger meal, because this is bang for the buck. I think the double cheeseburger, if you're not really quite, you know, got the bucks, but you get the double cheeseburger meal, and then you get extra barbecue sauce. And then what you do, because cheeseburgers by themselves taste a little bit better than track pads. So yeah. What you do is you take the cheeseburgers, you split them open, you put the barbecue sauce on the inside of the cheeseburger, and then put your french fries in your cheeseburger and eat it. That's how that shit works. I really enjoy that.
Mm-hmm, good.
Mm. Well, I'm realizing now as I'm stuffing my face that there's no way I'm going to be able to do this radio show and eat.
Yeah.
This is really going to suck. Oh, well.
Even with the microphone on a stand.
Yeah. Which is good, because if it wasn't on the stand, actually it kind of adds a sense of, like, dinner with Sean. You should order, I don't know, pizza or some shit at home. Oh, wait. I guess I should do my normal stuff where you can, like, you know, blah, blah, blah. You're free to distribute this. You know that by now. Jesus Christ. Okay, do
listen
what you
to
want.
Another show.
Yeah.
Listen to the last show. You'll
download any other show but this one. You'll understand the whole process of, yeah, it's free. If you caught this in a remix, don't fucking worry about it. You can do whatever you want with it, okay? I don't know. Glue it to your ass. Who gives a fuck? in the IRC tonight, all the people who showed up who don't
hey,
have
all you people.
Food, and I do. We have... Ooh, I'm going to have to angle the screen because I can't really see it well.
That's fine.
What do we got? We got... Smokehouse, Steak, ZZZ, Aerolith, Gainsborough, Alien Binary, Alamodes, Alpha, 736.
Sinus Sanix. Poor Sanix.
He's right between Shovel and Simbusy.
Simbusy. I should rename myself. Yeah, ops don't count, right?
Yeah, Anorexia.
Anorexia?
Sorry, I mean McDonald's, Freudian slip. A Bakaway, B Borden, Breaker One, Burger.
Burger.
Cerulean, Cognito Ergo Sum. Ooh, that's a good. Or Cogito, or something. Counter-Sync, cool. Creature, Cybertech, TMC, hey, buddy. Delamorta, Delusion, Diffusion, Dorky, Droopy, Ocean, G Maniacs, Gorka, Earth, and whatever.
Earth and Fire?
Earth and. I don't know, B something. What was that? I can't get it. Come over a little bit more here. Here we go. Earth and Bay. Okay, whatever. Griffin, Hell Raiders, 253, Pyro, K16, Camelvalia, Kazuma, Kexer, Kigali, Kindling Boy, Lorax, The Family Zombie, Loser, Mary of Hell Version, Microcube, Mind Pirate, Jesus Christ, Miss Fortune Cookie. People are joining. No Deal, Neko, Snurlize, Nixon, Nostromo, Nosemaker, Peachy, 9966, Pierced Goddess, good name. I'm liking that name. Priest, yeah. Pretender, Australia, Prophet Doodle, Quadbox, Quasimofo, Rabid Wombat, Ratfucker, Ratsputin, Raven 182, Rose. Hey, Rose. How you doing, Rose? What are you wearing, Rose? Roto, Sapphire.
Hi, Sapphire.
What are you wearing, Sapphire? Shade.
Danger.
Sir Dorks. Sir Poopy Pants. Scavenger. Southpaw Samurai. Hey! He showed up to kick your ass. Sparky. Spudley. Tantric. Stone Age Cheese. The Bug. Templar Knight. Transistor. Trotsky's Ghost. Trunk Monkey. Jessway. Turmoil. Terrell. Hey, buddy. Tweak. Op. The Vampire This Morning. WS Ninja. Yerky. Zandad.
Yerky.
What are you doing? Just yerking off. Zandad, Zootroy, Zermani, Pyro again, and DJ Species. Look at that.
All right, you made it through. That's awesome. And how do you get in the IRC?
Yeah, how do you get in the IRC? So I stuffed as much of this fucking burger in my mouth as I can.
I'm glad that's your mic and getting the food all over. Yeah.
I'm not spitting on the mic. Shut the fuck up. What do you want about? How do you get in the IRC, Sam, and take your time?
Speak towards the microphone.
How do you get in the IRC, Sam? Take your time. Speak slowly.
Well... To get in the IRC, you first download an IRC client like MIRC, www.mirc.com. You get the full features. And then go to the other side servers in the Rant Radio channel. Or you can go to the Rant Radio webpage, www.rantradio.com. Click on community and click on chat. And then you can chat with the rest of us. And don't complain about the little register me now, because, well, I don't pay for software, because it's really expensive. And we're poor, right? We're on this out of goodness of our hearts. That's how you get in the IRC, with a little social commentary.
Oh, Cybertech TMC. Cybertech and I, once upon a time, were in the Army together. Yeah, there's something that most people didn't know, but Cybertech and I were in the Army together. And he's like, oh, bullshit, you never yelled at a fast food worker. Remember the velvet dip malt incident? Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
I knew that would come back and haunt me.
Yeah,
I walked in there and asked for, I wanted a chocolate malt. You know, you're in an ice cream fucking store, okay? There I am in an ice cream store, me and Cybertech in this ice cream store. And I'm like, I'd like a chocolate malt. And the guy looks at me, and I'm like, a chocolate malt. A chocolate malt? Yeah, you know, a chocolate malt. Been around since the 50s? We don't... what's a chocolate malt? Okay, in the world of flavors, there are three main ones. Strawberry, vanilla, and chocolate. I want a chocolate malt. It's like a milkshake, only thicker, right? And he just... I never did get one, because the fucking guy... like, what kind of a...
Started hiding and...
That's not a Canadian thing, is it? Like,
I don't think so.
Malt
shop, right?
Like, what the fuck?
It's like an Archie Comics.
Of course, I try...
Unless we get the Canadian edition of Archie Comics. And
yeah, well, you know, I like the Archie and Punisher crossover. Did you ever get that one?
I did get that one. I probably have it in the closet over there.
Yeah, because you keep everything.
Yes.
You need psychological fucking help.
Yes.
Now, speaking of needing psychological fucking help, what were you thinking when you when you sent a letter back to Southpaw Samurai saying, bite me? Like, where's your head?
He was like, I can't get in the IRC. Fix it for next week. And I'm like, bite me. It's not broken. And I saw him at the IRC at the end of the show, too. It's like, what's your problem?
He didn't have voice.
Oh, it's not broken. It's moderated because there's some fuckers messing with us all the time.
Regardless, you've met Southpaw Samurai. He's fucking huge.
Yeah, but I'm busy doing the show. There's lots of other ops. Like,
yeah, but you don't send a letter back saying, bite me. You know, like a fucking... The Palestinian front was outside my house, and they're like, ah, la, 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 making a bunch of noise. I wouldn't go outside. Well, yeah, I probably would go outside. So shit. But, I mean,
finger up in the air.
Bite me. Well, I'm a little bit bigger than you are, you know? Yes. Like, come on, man. I don't know.
It wasn't broken. So I was like, what the hell are you talking about?
Actually, what he meant to say was, I'll fix it for next week.
He missed a couple words. And
well, he was
meaning
he knows we're busy, and he's doing the point form email thing. That's what that's all about.
Okay.
I need some help, though. I need help.
Speaking with your burger?
No, not with this burger. Well, that too. It's beckoning me with its crispy...
Eat me.
With its crispy fat fried goodness. No, I need some help with some robotic stuff.
Oh, yeah? What are you building?
Yeah, well, I want to build
a wheelchair robot.
No. No, this one's a different one, actually.
Oh, okay.
I'm in a race in DARPA. But,
That one. Yeah. Across the country kind of thing.
Well, from Las
Vegas.
Across the desert. Las Vegas to California, or California to Las Vegas. One of the two. Anyway.
Is that the desert one? I think it's some desert in there.
Yeah, but I'm looking for, like, some kind of a piece of software that you can put in a PC that just hook up sensors to the PC and use the PC like a brain.
Right.
For the computer. That's what I want. So well, if any of our listeners know of anything like that, so to turn a PC, now there's the...
Like an I.O. kind of thing that interfaces.
Like, yeah, like an input-output thing. Now there's that new stupid fucking robot that they just put out and turns your laptop into a computer, and they're like, this will bring consumer robotics into the home. And I'm looking at this laptop. Well, this is a laptop with wheels and a little grabber arm on it. I'm like, that's the gayest thing I've ever seen in my life. Like, you know, and people will
patchwork
go,
robot.
Oh, it's fucking... whatever, man. It's not a robot. It's a laptop with fucking wheels. Okay? Don't feed me that shit. It's not a robot. It's a laptop.
Come here, laptop. Come on.
Come here. Oh, 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 oh. No, come on, man. That's bullshit.
It's wagging its antenna.
No, that's not cool. So anyone knows, if we got any, like, robotic, serious robotic guys who knows some shit about how to, like, rewire.
Come on, you Hoongan.
So well, I know
hands
that,
up.
I know that you can hook up, like, CyberTech's working on a thing where he's working on USB to be, like, because you can hook up, like, 250 USB devices.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
so why not just turn those into sensors, right?
You'd have to have a big fat hub for...
So you got a bunch of them. So what? It's a bunch of cables. Who gives a fuck, right? I mean, it's not like the hubs are huge. But anyway, never mind that. But the big news!
What's the big news?
We do have big news.
The shit on James for Southpaw Samurai comment?
No,
that's not the big news?
No, we've already gone past that. We're just below that's color for robotics help.
Right.
The big news is tomorrow night.
Oh, what day is that?
That would be Tuesday.
First of October.
The first of October.
What day is that?
It's fucking the night of Tales from the After Now, man.
Oh, my God.
That's when we have the new Tales from the After Now episode out. Yes, that's right. After a long-lasting wait, there's Tales from the After Now. And it's only been, like, fucking 2 months since we got the forums up. I've actually signed up for a forums account. And I've even responded to two of them.
Whoa. They are privileged.
Well, yeah, I went in there and I was looking at Fracture's 3D rendering of shit that I just thought up. And he's like... Yeah, I made this. Hope you like it. And I'm like, thank you for taking things that I just thought about and turning them into a 3D rendering. Like, how do you
making
think?
Making them real.
Making them, like, virtually real. That's very strange.
Virtually real.
Well, it's virtually real. Yep. I mean, it's a 3D rendering. What the fuck?
So, repeats no longer. Tomorrow night?
Yes, tomorrow night is a new episode, and Sim has done
If I feel like releasing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sim might hold it back if you don't.
Maybe a week,
if,
two.
If everyone doesn't email him and ask for the episode. You must make yourself known that you want the job. No, I'm kidding.
It'll be on.
It will be on. And
8 p.m. tomorrow night, same
Sim's
time.
Sim's done a really good job of the music levels and stuff like that.
Sean picked out awesome music. It works really well.
Well, he's done a fucking killer job from what I've heard. And it's very, very, very cool. This one here...
You'll laugh, you'll cry. It was better than Cats.
Yeah, it was better than Cats. You'll see it again and again. There was a... I kinda, there's a question in the forum saying, and I knew we were going to get this question, too. It was like,
which one's that?
How is there music in the after now? And the guys were answering him like, well, he's probably got dynamic renderings and that actually chooses music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and I'm like, holy shit, guys.
Calm down.
It's a story. I put it in for Hemisphere.
Think about this. They're speaking to you from the future. What else couldn't be possible? Okay. You got the future thing happening.
No.
But, yeah, it's good. It's cool to, like, mess around and try and figure out how he could do it.
Yeah, I mean, but, no, the music is there purely for atmosphere. That's
it's in your head. Okay. We had debates and blah, 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 should we do it or shouldn't we?
Yeah, but it does really add a lot. It does add a lot. And if there was ever a question, I think
it's not on, like, a ghetto blaster beside the future Sean playing.
Yeah, or on a big MIDI keyboard where that sound effect.
It's Philip Glass providing the sound for Afternoon.
Everything's shitty. There is no atmosphere. Fuck, I'm really hot.
I hate it here.
I have no hair, but if I did, it would be black. So, you know, Philip Glass doing the recording. No, but seriously, oh, we watched a movie the other night. We watched that fucking... Quetzalcoatl and Broomsticks there. Fucking Nagoquatsi's previous dude. There was Nagoquatsi.
Quetzalcoatl.
There's, I gotta remember how the girl guy said. There was Nagoquatsi. And then there was, oh, fuck, what's the first one? There's Pawakwatsi. There's Nagoquatsi. And the first one, which is, Kikoquatsi.
Yeah, yeah.
Pikachu or some shit. Anyway. Yeah, so it was very cool.
Yeah, pretty neat.
Yeah, the first one is okay, is really good. The second one is okay. I didn't really like it, but the third
one... You gotta
one,
like the mud, though.
Yeah, people carrying mud.
Well, that guy that was being carried up the hill?
Yeah.
He got hit in the head with a rock tumbling down.
What, did you look that up on the internet?
No, there's documentaries on them. Well, sort of documentaries. They were talking about them after, so I watched those. Half-hour documentary things after.
He got hit
He got hit in the head, and we were like, should we go help him? And it's like, no, that would create a lot of problems. They know what to do. Just film them.
That's fucked up. Like, I don't know, man. Like, the whole thing is essentially all three movies.
It's a gold mine. It's a gold mine.
All three movies start the same way. Here's life according to being innocent villagers and like teepee people and who live in the trees and eat bark and sing to birds and shit. And eat a healthy dosage of meat, I might add.
Yes.
And then it goes on to see, and then there was electricity and the white man and it fucked everything and we suck and aren't we horrible, do something about it. That's essentially what the movie's about summed up.
It's not the message he said he was trying to get across, but it sure looked like that.
It sure fucking looked like
that.
He said,
you get whatever you get out of it.
Yeah, you get whatever you get out of it. Suck
I just present the images and you do what you do.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Sure.
Yeah, Hitler talked a lot. Anyway, so I'm just like, whatever, dude. So we're watching the movie, right? The first one we kind of conveyed that. I'm like, wow, everything's kind of fucked. You know, you can't really have like a 10-second still of like 40-year-old waitresses from Las Vegas and not go, wow.
Staring
at you going, wow, you look totally fake. and not like rethink a lot of shit, you know, so... It was okay. But by the second one, it was like, yeah, it's cool to be a fucking third world fisherman. I'm like, fuck that. I watched and the rest of the movie, they open with these guys carrying mud. The rest of the movie, I'm like, damn. And then how fucked my world is. I'm not carrying mud. I could be like, I'm homeless living in this cardboard box. I'm not walking up and down the mountainside carrying mud. That would suck a lot more than being fucking homeless.
Oh, but anyway.
I'm like, wow, that's the shittiest thing I can imagine.
Want to see a good movie? Baraka.
Oh, Baraka's dope.
That's rocking.
See Baraka high.
Yeah.
I did.
Sean recommends it.
For about 2 weeks.
And he's back on the meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Happy about that. Type O, blood type M. Kill it and grill it. That's what I say. So, I'm happier now. It's kind of like that vampire thing. You know, I understand vampires now because, like, I wanted to be vegan. I really did.
He tried.
I did, man. I fucking tried a couple times. Shit! I gave Sim all the books that made him vegan, for fuck's sake.
He's
okay?
A bastard.
I'm a prick. I gave him all my literature.
Like the poor chicken.
Like a month later, he's fucking vegan, and I'm still not a vegan.
I was in the hospital. Sean gave me the book, and I'm like,
Yeah, it was pretty bad. So
reading it, nothing else to do.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were in the hospital.
Yeah,
and
that's what I did.
Book.
I was like, I guess I'll read this.
Look at this monster I've created. And he gets out of the hospital. He never really was the same after that goddamn operation. But, so now he's, like, rabidly vegan, been sober 2 years. And when he gets sick, I'll take over doing the show, and I'll have somebody else come in, because I know he's going to.
Oh, yeah, one of these decades. One of these decades.
You asshole. In the next 5 years, you're going to go in the hospital. You're yellow. Give me a break.
I should have listened to Sean. Yeah.
You're mocking me, aren't you?
No, no, I'm not. No, no. I'm predicting the future. That's right. Like my psychic said.
Oh, fuck.
I'm going to die within the 2 years, next 2 years.
Oh, is that what your psychic said?
My phone psychic.
Did you phone a psychic?
No, no, no.
Oh, man. No, of course you didn't, because you would have recorded that. We should do
true.
That. We should phone a psychic. We should phone a psychic.
They'll say,
on the
Sean,
show.
You should be more outspoken
and
develop a sense of humor.
I should tell them that
like the poor Scientologist
I'm thinking
said.
About starting an internet radio show. How do you think that'll go?
Yeah.
You know, we should.
Oh,
we should.
I warn you against that. I see it not in your future.
Or maybe we should do it for SKTFM.TV. We'll go see a psychic and ask him to videotape it.
They probably won't agree, but we'll just keep on doing it until we find
one. We'll find a fucking psychic who does agree to
it. What are those street psychics? They have lots of them. Yeah, down Vancouver.
Well, there's that chick walking around with the duck. She kicks ass. You ever see that chick? She's got a shopping cart. She's got an ice cream bucket
I've
full
heard
of these little.
Of her.
Oh, she's fucking dope. She's got this total shopping cart. She's got an ice cream bucket full of these little pieces of paper.
Really?
You walk around, you give her like $2.
She give you a piece of paper?
And no, you reach in and you grab out this piece of paper and there's this duck in the shopping cart and it watches you. And the duck, you don't want to fuck with the duck, okay? It's not like a normal duck. It's like a mutant satanic duck.
Attack duck?
No, it sits there. It's got white eyes and like white body. It's like Mr. Clean the duck. It's like an albino fucked up duck. And I'm like, ooh, that's quite the familiar you got there. And the duck watches me, and I take the little piece of paper out. She tells you, and it's each one is a little roll of paper.
Yeah.
And it's got a different colored ribbon tied around. She tells you what the colored ribbon means in relation to the word that's written on the inside of the piece of paper. It's really kind of cool for $2. What the fuck, you know?
Not bad, eh?
So, you know, it's better,
than going, give me the money, I ain't for smokes.
Well, either that or it's better than a pack of M&Ms. I mean, at least she got a lot more entertainment out of it. So I was like, damn.
That's true. That's true.
And she's been voted, like, the most favorite street person in Vancouver. Like,
I like the guy who does one-handed push-ups with one finger.
That bugs me. That guy bugs me. The guy who goes down and does one-handed push-ups, because everyone gathers around...
One finger.
Everyone gathers around him and belittles the guy.
Oh, yeah. They're brutal on him.
But I'm like, dude, the motherfucker can do one-fingered push-ups. Is that someone you should be fucking with?
Not really.
Like, think about it. You know, really, why would you fuck with this guy? It really doesn't make sense. He can do one-fingered motherfucking push-ups, man. He'd stab you in the eye with his finger. You know, what are you thinking?
He'll make you fly across the room with one flex.
I don't know. I was going somewhere with this vegan thing. Oh, yeah. Vampires. That's right.
Okay.
No, seriously. Like, I wanted to be a vegan. I really did. But then I got that Eat Right for Your Type book where it says, if you're a type O.
Sean found a crutch.
No, I didn't find a crutch. Fuck you. It's science.
Oh, it says I eat meat.
Hey, this is science.
Okay.
Type O blood types are the original blood type, which means it's essentially kill it and grill it, you know, and whatever you can find, forage, and fuck around with. That's what you get to eat. Stay away from corn and dairy. Shitty. No ice cream, but fuck all the steak you want to eat.
One day I'll find out that I'm type O and I'll go, bah.
Ha! Yeah. And I'll
I've beat that type O stereotype.
Yeah, you'll be throwing books from the hospital bed. You betcha.
So, I'll kill you.
Yeah, I'll outlive you so fucking bad it's not even going to be funny. I'll be like, damn.
Vegans get hit by buses.
Vegans do not get hit by buses.
That is our fate.
That's because you're delusional.
We're the healthiest dead people
ever. I'm
going
to find you out in the street with a sandwich board on talking about John 3:16 and shit. That's when you're going to go fucking batshit crazy. Anyway... But, like, after realizing that, I was like, you know, when vampires get hit, and then they're like, bam, you're a vampire. No. Oh, God, no, I don't want to drink the blood of the living. No. And then you try not to be a vampire. Then eventually you're like, ah, fuck it, I'm a vampire. That's kind of how it was. I'm like, no, I don't want to be a meat eater. And then everyone, you're like, ah, well, whatever. Shut up, fucker, slut. You know, and that's kind of how it works. So I feel kind of better about
you're
my life.
You're comfortable with yourself.
Yeah, I'm fucking happy now, you know, whatever. Cows are baseball gloves anyway. Who gives a shit? They're ugly animals. I mean, really, sacred cow.
They're pretty
ass.
Dumb.
Hey, can you have sacred steaks?
I'm sure if it's blessed, right?
Sure.
Sacred steak. I marinate this steak.
Sacred stuff. We got some stuff from Shade. Did you put that up yet, the World War II propaganda posters?
I have so much stuff.
That's a no. Anything other than a yes there is a no.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah,
I worked on Tales in the Afternoon. Everyone celebrates.
Yeah, that's right. And then right after the not even before the cheer.
I know, really
busy
this weekend.
Yay, new Tales from the Afternoon subsides. Even before that, I said, where's my poster?
Yeah.
Because the internet tells me to like.
They're really, really, really good. You'll see them next week. They're awesome.
Yeah, they're very, very cool. But Shade, way to go, dude. He sent in some fucking killer art. Which is, we were talking about it last week. We gave out the address.
Propaganda link.
Yeah, you betcha, man. Very, very, very cool. Now, Sim, you sent me this. This Nova Reg television makes you dumb. Did you send me that?
I claim nothing. I don't know where. I looked at that. That's the email that made it through, huh?
Yeah, that's one of the emails I made it through. My email server's been...
Oh, yeah.
So
I just thought you'd like this.
Oh, good. Put it on the IRC.
Because it's really great.
We should. You should make that the default screensaver for all the Feature Shop...
I would love to see a t-shirt with that. That's so awesome. It probably came from a t-shirt.
It looks like a...
Television makes you stupid.
The mic's attacking me. Apparently, Kindling Boy sent in some killer art, too.
Everyone. I have so much art. It's piling on top of me. I'm suffocating.
To everyone
I have to eat my way out.
To everyone who's getting the art, and everyone who writes this email, if we don't respond, we're sorry. We're getting really popular, okay?
Some guy emailed me back and said, you don't like my stuff? And I'm like, I had to respond to that because I'm like, no, it's good. Just wait.
We're swamped. There's a reason why I go, thanks for the links. I'll mention it next show. Yeah. Bye. There's a reason why I do that. It's because we're swamping through. And people are cool. People are cool. They're like, hey, like I'll jump on the IRC or I'll throw on Trillion for 10 seconds. And they'll be like, hey, Sean, I know you're busy. Just wanted to say, hey, you don't have to respond. And I'm like, wow, that's really cool.
Yeah.
People respect that. And a lot of people, like, what was that shit when 1,000 people downloaded our episode? Stuff not everyone.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing.
If they want to get in touch with us, so how do they do that, Tim?
Well, there's multiple ways. If you want to get in touch with me, it's info@rantradio.com. If you want to get in touch with Sean or send him something for the show, it's...
The man at rantradio.com.
The man, yep.
For a second there, I thought you were going to have to do the Heimlich maneuver, but that'll really suck because your little skinny arm I'm breaking my arms, motherfucker. I can't eat shit.
Or if you want to ICQ me, it's 515-558, 51-5558.
That way you, too, can receive glorious amounts of fucking Sim spam.
Spam! You better keep your mouth in front of that if you're going to do that.
What are you talking about, spam?
Keep your mouth in front of the microphone.
Spam!
You're talking about spam. I'm not talking about spam. Because it can't hear you. Because you move it, you tell it,
oh,
it's gone.
Well, I'm gonna get a new mic. This microphone is falling apart, dude. Like, the fucking mic. It's time for that mic to go on.
Lettuce.
Today.
Can you get the lettuce out of the keyboard?
Jesus. Whatever.
Please. Thank you.
There.
Get your garbage out of my garbage.
Get your McDonald's garbage out of my house garbage.
That's my house garbage.
That's so fucking true, too. Sim is so like that, eh? Why don't you take...
That was before. That was
why
before.
Why don't you take your garbage with you? That's totally...
You got to understand the situation that happened before.
That's true.
What the hell?
900 people show up to his house. Everyone
900 fat, stinky people show up to my house with all their garbage.
Fuck, they were fat, too. They were so sweaty. Just
with all their McDonald's garbage.
Terminal B.O. You know, that's what turned you off of meat was all the smell of...
Oh, the smell of meat, and the smell of sweat, and the smell of unwashed linens.
Yeah, you know, bad math smell. You know what I mean? Just, oh, fuck.
People care about their computer more than their change of underwear.
Yeah, you know, the computer has never even seen more than 2 micrograms worth of dust, but fuck, you know, they've got to change that underwear once a week, whether they need it or not.
So they bring in all their food, and they leave it there, so at the end of the show, I have this room that's a tornado swept with a McDonald's store, and I have to shove it all into my garbage.
I would love to get video of that. Do it in slow motion and put, like, you know, Dead Can Dance behind it.
I've got weeks and months of video of McDonald's garbage infiltrating my room.
You should fast forward that shit. We'll put it on the next SKTSM. You should do, like, a whole bunch of shows and
just
fast forward.
That'd be
so
cool,
do, like, that. Yeah, we should try that. That'd be a lot
of easy. I can do that.
What do you got before we go to the halftime music here? Because I want to eat my cheeseburger. Where's my other barbecue sauce? There it is. It's in my pocket.
Fucking barbecue sauce.
Here's my fucking barbecue sauce.
Sean, if you want to send presents to Sean, it's barbecue sauce, okay?
Oh, yeah. That's like, it. Not cash. God, no. Send
barbecue sauce. Like...
Actually,
every variety.
I would love to get a collection of barbecue sauce from all over the world going on. Like, barbecue sauce, like, it'd be cool to get shit from, like, Missouri and stuff. Because I was thinking about that.
Some of the hardcore barbecue
sauce,
eh?
Barbecue sauce or really, really hard liquor from, like, other parts
both
of the universe.
Useful.
Yeah, you know, like, barbecue sauce and hard liquor. And it, actually, you know what? Everybody who sends me hard liquor, but it can't be, like, beer. You can't send me, like,
that's not hard.
Beer I can get here. Beer!
But you can find some I Love Beer.
But if you can find, like Leningrad Cowboys vodka.
Oh, there you go. That's the ultimate one.
Like, I will drink that on the air. And I will get...
It's hard to find.
I will get fucked up on the air.
I made you some tea. Do you want me to drink your tea? Or are you...
What's that?
I made you some tea.
Have my tea if you want. I've got this wonderful...
refreshing pop.
Well, no, it's actually iced tea, and I paid the extra 25 cents, so I got the milk pail version of it. So that's kind of cool. What else you got in the feedback there?
Well, I got some letters from some fans.
Ooh, read them.
This is from Brandy. Brandy.
That sounds like a girl.
I think it is. Who knows? I had just started a new job. No radio. No music. How was I going to function? Well, I work on a Mac, and I was told there's a program called iTunes on my computer. What sure is, it's built in.
I'm so sorry. It's hard when you have to spend the whole day in a quiet office with a Macintosh
staring at you.
I'm sorry about that. They don't actually
big
move.
Bubble.
I know they look like they do.
They don't.
Yeah, they don't. And I'm sorry you don't have a floppy drive. I'm sorry about that. You know,
I know, it's tough.
If you
tough
break
all
down,
over.
You can't fucking make a boot disk to save your life. You're fucked. Okay?
Back to the CDs.
Back to the CDs for you.
Sorry.
I thought,
hey, cool, I get to pick channels. Of course, I flick to the channels like I do the TV. When I found Rant Radio, I immediately got hooked. Now that's all I listen to all day at work is Rant Radio. Freaking wicked, guys. Sean, way too funny for me. I have to contain my...
Way too funny for me.
Way too funny. Over the top. She's like, turn it off now.
That's what the chicks are always saying to me. No,
you're way too funny.
They're like, you're funny.
You're nice,
like,
but you're way too funny.
Yeah, you know, but looks aren't everything.
I have to contain myself from laughing out loud when I'm at work. One question. Okay, I'll just skip it. One question. Requiem by Project Pickford. Thanks. That's my little rant. Not much of a rant, but... Wanted to say thanks for putting on great music on the net. It's so hard to find... It's so hard to find on radio stations. Brandy.
Oh, and there's a bunch of hugs there.
No, I'm going to put those in to separate. Those aren't hugs.
I think you were fucking fantasizing about it.
Hugs and lines over and over.
Hugs, line. That's like bondage hugs.
Yeah, they're bondage hugs. They're little wrist cuffs there.
It's like straight jacket HUD. You're hugging and you can't stop.
The next one is from G-Man. Hello, I listened to my first live show yesterday. 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Sitting in front of my computer at work pretending to code, while concentrating on the chaotic goodness coming through my headphones. I'm spreading the word here in Brisbane. You guys rock. Thanks for the laugh. G-Man, Brisbane, Australia.
Fucking A.
Another Australian listener. We're huge there.
We're taking over
in the impressive
under,
country of Australia.
I think so.
Continent
yeah,
of Australia.
Yeah, Scientology's legal there. That's really true.
I think
bad.
So, yeah. I think it's in the States, Germany, that it's the place it's banned, right?
I think France fucked them off, too.
Yeah. And I don't know if you got this or not. I'm having trouble.
I saw this in the paper.
Oh, that's all fucked up in the RC. Just put that A at the end of Canada and the one at the top. This one is Canadian airports have instituted Big Brother to watch over you.
Yes, that's right. Retinal scanners. All in the name of national security. Don't you feel safer already?
Well, it gets me through to the airplane faster, though. I think I'll sign up.
That's right. I like it when lasers go over your eyes. You know, lasers, those things that have the little fucking warning label on them that says, don't shine in your fucking eye.
Well, we got them here in Vancouver.
That's right. Rental scans, baby. You
Vancouver
know?
And Toronto, so you can step right up and have lasers in your eye.
Nobody's going to fucking crash planes into our jets anyway. We like everyone likes us. We don't do fuck all.
So, terrorists, sign up now for your speedy pass. Through the iris scanner.
Yeah, that's right. So you two can, you know, shave out eyes and shit. That's fucked up.
That's right.
I wonder if that James Bond shit works where you get a contact lens with the other guy's eye on it and you plant yours in there.
Probably.
Might work.
And that's what I have.
That's all you have?
Yep.
Go to the halftime.
What we have for halftime? My goodness.
Oh, boy. Is it a lot of music?
It's not even music. It's our interview.
Oh, right,
that we did.
Yeah.
Sean
Fuck,
forgot about
I forgot
that.
All about that. Right
so
on.
If you want to know about Rant Radio and you want to know about Sean and I, we, like, just talk nonstop and the guy doesn't get a word in edgewise in
it's,
this one.
It's kind of funny, actually, because God love the guy who's interviewing us, and maybe he's listening right now, and I hope he is. He's a business, this is a fucked up, he's a business administration and radio DJ major.
Yeah.
I guess.
I don't know.
And it sounded exactly like he was reading this shit off of a sheet. Like the
word
question.
For word. Like he's never seen it before.
He's probably a cool guy. But,
oh, yeah.
You know, you'd think that in radio, you know, you'd be able to have, like, you know, pitch, tone, and intonation in your voice somewhere. You
At
know,
least
maybe.
One out of three, huh?
I mean, Jesus Christ, dude. Like, just fucking woo. You know, I think I should, not like I'm, you know, not like I'm fucking...
Sean's Mr. Perfect.
Well, I'm not Mr. No. Perfect. I'm pretty good on the radio. I think I'm better than a lot of them fucking radio DJs, I'll tell
Damn
you.
Damn right.
Howard Stern can suck my ass. But anyway, no, seriously.
Money to entertainment ratio, it's huge. Huge.
Well, Howard Stern, come on, how long can you talk about blowjobs and hookers? I mean, give me a
long
fucking
time,
break.
Yeah.
You know, geez, and, you know, I should send that guy a set of fucking barber shears. That's what I should send him.
chop off that mullet. Please.
Oh, fuck, seriously, man. Like, lose the wig. You look like Slash from Guns N' Roses, all right? Just fucking get out of here. Guy makes me nuts. Anyway, he's better than that other dude you listen to. What's that fucking guy you listen to?
Tom Likas?
Tom Likas.
I like Tom. At least he's better than Howard Stern.
Oh, well, yeah. Tom Green's better than fucking Howard Stern. I want to kill Tom Green with a pitchfork. Whatever. But so what do we got? Oh, yeah, this guy. That's right. This guy from Victoria interviewed us on the phone, and we got the interview to play for you, so you'll check it out. pretty cool. Did you chop it down, or is it like...
It's the full meal.
You didn't do a goddamn thing to it. Not a fucking thing. That's okay. It's pretty
good
tight,
stuff.
So.
You hear Sean and I babbling back and forth.
So
beginning
I,
at the end
I wonder too. What he's actually going to put in the actual...
He said, he emailed me back and he said, okay, send me over your copy because we recorded it too. And he's like, his didn't turn out so well.
Oh, really?
I was like, okay, I can send you our copy if yours doesn't turn out so well because of the phone thing, right?
Right.
He's like, send it over. It didn't turn out so well. And he said, and he also said, we're pretty much going to air the whole thing unedited because it was just chock full of goodness.
Really?
Which is kind of nice.
Well, he seems like a pretty dope guy.
Yeah.
You know, I just need to get him drunk.
Oh, so if you want to listen to it.
Get drunk.
I'll put up the link after how to listen to it. It's on this Thursday. This coming Thursday.
Ooh.
On their radio station, they have a link live on the internet.
Ooh.
So I'll do that after we listen to it because I have to prepare it.
They have the internet on computers now.
Do they? Oh, my goodness.
So
I'll do it. I'm going to play a little skit we did a little while back, which is kind of funny.
Oh, cool.
And then we're going to play that little interview.
Do we have no music mixes?
No.
Oh.
Not this week.
Oh.
So you guys
like
get busy out
mixes.
There.
No, I like the art, too. It's just that...
The art's good, except
art's
you can't
cool.
play it and
you can't
eat
play
food
it
while you're
and eat food while talking about
going to
the
bathroom.
But yeah, no, I do. I like the music mixes. Ever since Fabo did that one, I was just like, wow, that's really cool.
Oh yeah.
So, anyways, okay, so check out this interview. We'll be back after this, and I got a bunch of news tonight. So don't worry, I'm not copping out.
Hey, Dad, check out this brand new file sharing program I just put on my computer.
That's great, Sean. Where'd you get it?
I borrowed it from Henry during commercials on Channel 1 at school today.
Son, I believe that's against the law.
Sean's father is right. Sharing, including the free exchange of ideas, is in fact against the law. The DMCA, or Digital Millennium Copyright Act of 1998, made it illegal to try to share information. Parents and adults have the responsibility to enforce upon young people through rules set out by corporations and protect the profits that you work so hard to line their pockets with. Kids sharing files is equivalent to walking into a local Kmart store, grabbing a gun from behind the counter, going back to the school, and shooting up the faculty lounge. Parents, adults, and teachers need to be role models for their kids. Help our children understand the potential consequences of software piracy. For more information on how you can turn in your family and friends, call 1-888-960-9600.
This message was brought to you by corporations for corporations.
Hey.
Hey.
Is this James?
Yes, it is.
Hi, this is Patty Carl's wife.
Hi, Patty.
I'm going to transfer you over to Carl now in the studio, okay?
Okay. Can you hear me okay?
I won't lose you, but if I lose you, I will call back.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, can hear you fine.
Excellent.
Doo-wee-doo. I will provide some hold music.
We're being transferred.
They ought to have, like, really positive, like, informative messages while you're on hold.
Hello?
That's right.
Hello?
Carl.
Yes.
Hi, Carl. This is Sean and James from Rant Radio.
Sure, good.
Sure.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
Excellent.
Set up the audio equipment here so we can record this.
Okay.
In a minute?
Yep. Yeah, no problem.
I will provide more,
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Actually, I think we should have, like, really, I am hard. You will not like me. I am your holding operator.
Sort of preamble, get you ready for that.
Yeah, I am your holding operator. Because I am hard, you will not like me. I am hard, but I am fair. I do not look down upon whatever company you work for. To me, you are all equally on hold.
You will be taken in the number that you have phoned in on.
Well, that is right. You will step and stay in line. If do not, you will be kicked out of my beloved phone switch system. And lost forever in a sea of ether.
Okay, we are recording. Can you guys hear me all right?
No problem.
Great. Perfect.
Good news.
That is good. Recording is good.
It's really good. Okay, can you hear us okay?
Our levels
are... Yeah, I can hear you pretty well.
Excellent.
La, 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 la. I'm just doing this to set my levels here, and wow, look how much I'm peaking. So says Sean. There we go. Better, better, better. Still peaking super high.
Wow, okay.
What's going on?
Really high in this.
Wow, wow. Wow. Sorry, I'm just doing a couple of really, because James notoriously has to keep my mic down. Otherwise, you know, it explodes and stuff. So it's kind of a wow. Okay, better. There we are. Okay, we're online now.
Okay. Got your levels all set and everything?
Yeah, pretty much.
Great.
Pretty much. So, what's up?
Not a lot. I thought I'd talk to you guys about internet radio versus terrestrial radio for a while.
Sure.
Station was doing in Vancouver, and what your plans were for the future.
Right.
What do you find advantageous about internet radio versus terrestrial radio? Why, for example, didn't you pursue co-op radio, for instance, CFRO in Vancouver, or have you thought about doing both? How does this suit your plans for success?
Well, the plans for success.
Plans for success.
Plan to dominate the earth. Internet radio pretty much allows us to do anything we want, which is the large advantageous part of it.
Yeah, it's about control. whenever you work for, like, I don't know if you've ever listened to the co-op radio in Vancouver, but it's pretty left-wing. And if you have any kind of, in a way, somebody would say, well, that's really, really good, but I think the pendulum's swung too far the other way. Rant Radio started out as just like a free medium for people to express their thoughts for people on the street. And that's what made it popular. I suppose it would be safe to say that we never thought it would, you know, we were just screwing around, man. You know, like, we never thought it would get this incredibly huge. We never expected, you know, to wind up in Wired and Spin and have fans all over the world and stuff. It was kind of a gag that started 4 years ago, and it just took off. So when you ask, you know, would we pursue terrestrial radio? Hey, if terrestrial radio gives us a call, probably. But I think that they might have a problem with some of our content, just a hunch. But,
yeah, we're not used to sort of restricting ourselves too much to what we can and cannot say. And also, internet radio has a huge audience.
Massive following. Bigger than I thought.
No restrictions at all. Like, you can listen to it anywhere in the world. And terrestrial radio, well, you're limited to the signal, unless you're broadcasting over ham radio or something like that.
So it's a pretty interesting comparison. And in a lot of the ways, yeah, they're similar, but in a lot of ways, too, they're kind of apples and oranges. Because, yeah, technically we are broadcasting, we're just using a different medium, but we have no governing body whatsoever, and that is the strength of internet radio.
Yeah, it's kind of nice. I know with down in the States, you're still governed by the same rules that are on the radio as on the internet radio, but up in Canada, SoCan is pretty much given a free rein for to say whatever you want.
Which is really how radio should be when you think about it. How any media should be.
Like, you're not forced to listen to it. It's not the government public officials loudspeakers in the middle of every town.
Absolutely, and
you can turn the dial.
Oh yeah, and I'm the first one to admit that, you know, perhaps that the Rant Radio or Sean Kennedy Show should not be played to the kindergarten class. I'm the first guy in line with that. But you've got to, you know, it's something that's there, and it's a viable medium, and I think it's a great alternative to what people are currently experiencing with media, and they're very frustrated.
And I think people are seeking out types of radio like Rant Radio. You can see in the change in television attitudes towards sort of real TV type shows,
yeah,
where things are realistic, but they're still not getting the realistic that they need, right? All those shows are still scripted, but when they come to Rant Radio, it's just us on the microphone, unscripted, unrestricted,
completely live. And like I've said on the air before, we feel that why our business model, Rant Radio is going to be even more successful within the coming years is because following that trend where you have all these real TV and Survivor and all this crap that's on television, it's becoming more and more apparent that honesty is going to be the pornography of the 21st century. And that's where people want. They want something real. They want something tangible, something that's not totally prefabricated, form-fitted, polished, and then packaged. They want something that's real.
You've mentioned that your programming is geared toward providing people with a forum in which to express their ideas. I've taken a look at your website. You seem to have about 2 hours a day of spoken word programming versus about 22 of industrial techno stuff, of music, pre-recorded music. And you say on your site that you're interested in acquiring more talk jockeys, I suppose, TJs.
Right.
What are your plans for programming in the future? Is this part of it?
Definitely. We love the talk shows. They're very, very popular, and almost even more so than the music. More people tune in.
And I think they're great. And but I'm very, very picky about the stuff that does go on the station. It has to be very high quality, something that people would be interested in.
We do have a set of certain moral standard guidelines which we've thrown up, because when you take away all restrictions, you get every schizo on the Seventh Straits showing up wanting to do a show.
That's right.
We don't do anything that is even remotely. There's been requests for racial stuff, and we're not interested in that at all. That's just ignorance. So
right wing religious things. We have a religious show on the station, sort of a spiritual show actually.
Yeah, better. Yeah,
a better term for it.
Yeah,
and but it covers the whole spectrum of religions and spiritualities, and it gives people a good balance, and that's what I like to see. Not just a one-sided opinion, a very broad spectrum of opinions. That's what gives it the open forum that I like on Rant Radio.
What is your relationship with SoCan? You mentioned them briefly. Do all the artists with music on your station just sign off on the royalties, or is there some other legal loophole that protects you from having to answer to SoCan for everything you do?
Well, I have a love-hate relationship with SoCan.
Mostly hate.
Mostly hate at this moment. But before they started, well, they've been trying to hammer on us with the Tariff 22 for a while since, I believe, 1996. But on the other hand, SoCan's been very liberal with the stuff you can put on the radio, on internet radio in Canada, or even radio itself, by giving a free rein to do whatever you want on the radio. But as of right now, they're trying to implement Tariff 22. As a lot of people know, I've been campaigning against Tariff 22 for the style of radio that I'm doing, which is a hobby-style radio, non-profit. Well, non-profit doesn't even fit the example, because non-profit, you actually make money. We're making zero money.
We're
putting more money into it than we make no money, actually.
Yeah, we've never made a dime on Rant Radio. So it's the point of having us pay like thousands of dollars just to supply a hobby is ridiculous.
And the tariffs that they're proposing, calculated out at our listenership right now, it would run us about $15,000 a year. And they're very unclear about whether we have to pay back taxes on that or not. That's in quotes. But that would be enormous, and it would shut us down immediately. I would have to do that. But we've got things in place, like you mentioned, the artists giving us full permission to store and play their music.
Yeah, there's no illegal music whatsoever on Rant Radio. Everything we have here, as a matter of fact, the artists who supposed to be protecting and looking out for the best interest for, these artists are absolutely rabid to have the exposure that Rant Radio gives them.
They love it. They put links up on their pages to Rant Radio.
It's just like, generally, we talk to the artists. The artists say it's cool. I really don't understand why SoCan's even involved. If we've contacted each and every artist and we have written permission from them, what's the big deal? Hands off.
That's right. And we've got things in place so we can take it to a point where SoCan can't even get involved. If they force us out of the country, that might happen, right? But we don't want to leave the country in terms of our broadcasting.
Yeah, but rest assured that Rant Radio will, like,
in one form or another, we will stay up.
Even if it turns into a bunch of guys driving around in a van broadcasting pirate, that's what it's going to turn into, but it won't stop.
And the style of music that we broadcast, they're very supportive of it. It's industrial music, EBM, synth pop, and these are bands that don't get exposed on any radio station or any television station, like
even the mega giants in the synth pop world, like KMFDM and things like that. They get exposure through movie soundtracks. Ministry, whatnot, has had exposures through movie soundtracks. But other than that, you would never hear these bands on radio stations. It just doesn't happen. You get other bands out there who are equally of good quality. SPF 1000 and whatnot, who are amazing bands, put out unbelievable quality of music, yet they cannot get radio play because of the style of music they play.
How is running an internet radio station in Canada different from running one in the United States? People can listen to internet radio from just about any place that there's a phone line, but you have to run it from somewhere. You have to broadcast from somewhere. And invariably, geographical considerations come into play. Following what's been going on in the States to a great extent.
In terms of where you're broadcasting from, it doesn't really matter a whole lot, except for the government, the governing body, in terms of taxing you, and the artists, but we have, it doesn't really matter where we're broadcasting from, because we've got mirrors all over the world from people who are setting up rebroadcast stations for us, say over in Europe and in the States and all over the world.
Australia
and stuff like that, for other people to listen in locally. So it doesn't, the where we're located really doesn't have much of an effect onto it, except for the originating broadcast, which is how Tariff 22 and CARP in the States is going after. So if we move that, then it's irrelevant, really. We could move the originating broadcast to Europe.
The best way to put it would be to say that Rant Radio is not so much a station as it is a community, and the community is global. Therefore, Rant Radio is global. So it really doesn't matter where particular laws in particular countries move. Rant Radio will be able to go sideways and go to any country they need to in order to keep the quality of broadcast up.
Yeah, hence how the whole internet works. It's kind of ridiculous trying to govern the internet when it's a worldwide phenomenon.
Yeah, they can give it the good college try, though.
I saw an interview in the Globe and Mail in July in which one of you was talking about your no revenue, no plans to get any business model, and I thought you might be willing to share some of your secrets with us. It's clear just by going to your site that you have enormous pipeline at your disposal, and I thought you might have come up with some secret way to assure sustainability without having to sell out entirely or indeed at all.
Yeah, you bet.
Any tips on that?
Oh, you betcha. Be honest. Ask people. That's the only secret there is. We started out small. We provided a good quality product, which was the shows, and people liked it. We were more than often or not, we were offered the bandwidth because there are so many hungry people out there looking for entertainment that's not part of the infotainment industry, that's not part of the core political. That is what MGM, what Time Warner, what all these companies have become. People are sick of that, and people are not stupid. People are not wanting to sit back and watch Friends all the time. There's a whole nother culture of people that want something that's real and tangible, and Rant Radio has been catering to that culture, and that's why we've been growing. We have been growing and providing the bandwidth because the market is giving it to us because they are that hungry. The problem, one of the reasons why Rant Radio started and came on as strong as it did is because we did not like the current media. If you hate the media, become the media. So that's exactly what we did. We became the media, and as it's very, very apparent from the site, from the feedback, from the global response, it's clearly a desire is there for that. And every single episode, every single day, Rant Radio gets stronger.
And like Sean touched on before, it is a community.
Very much. Very, very much.
Rant Radio is not Sean and me. It's everyone who listens, everyone who contributes art, the mirrors, the music, the audio things that people send in. It's a community effort, and people have donated all this bandwidth that we have. It's not
purely for accolades. We simply stand back and go, wow, this person did this, thank you very much, and we're honest about it. And when you have that degree of honesty, when things are not scripted, when it's not, you know, can I get this icon in cornflower blue, when it's not that level of crap, people can feel that. They can feel it over the airwaves. They can feel it in real life, and it's real emotion, and that is what makes Rant Radio strong, is that it is unscripted and that it is unregulated. That's why we're able to grow at the rate we have been, because the demand is there.
And people are not stupid. They recognize what the truth is.
Oh,
they can tell.
Yeah, completely. It's pure honesty on the air all the time.
You've talked a little bit about the community that's sprung up around this. What kind of community building have you done? I've seen some of the listener picks on the site. Do you have other things, scheduled events, face-to-face meetings, that enable you to get in touch with your listener base and bring it all together a little better?
From time to time, I do put up events. There is an events section. It's not too often. Because of the nature of the station, people are spread out all over the world, like Australia and in the States.
There are listener parties, though.
There are listener parties. People have set up listener parties, and we do have a section in the forum for that, for people to get together and meet. And they also, people get together to listen to the shows that we broadcast. So there is a community effort, but it's sort of self-organized. We don't really force anything on people. It just kind of happens. It's kind of a magical thing, really.
One of the real communities that go there, which a lot of people may have a problem with, is the IRC chat room, which people gather in every Monday night. And we're getting up to around 100 people every night, spend 2 hours out. And they focus completely on the chat room. They're sitting at home. They log into a chat room, and they participate. So, in essence, every Monday night, there's a meeting of over 100 people that gather together in cyberspace, for lack of a better term. And they interact. They have community and stuff like that. And it's there. And there's real care. Real compassion goes on. A couple years back, on my birthday, they didn't manage to pull it off, but they were going to set up a conference call all over the world with about as many people as they could get, but they had about 50 people working on it, where they were all going to phone me on my birthday on my cell phone and sing happy birthday on a conference call, but from people all over the world. And that's the kind of community and real personal touch that makes Rant Radio strong. So when you say, do we meet and do we have a community action, yes, every time someone sits down and turns on the box, every time someone logs in to the computer subculture that is Rant Radio, yeah, there is a community meeting every day.
And Rant Radio extends more than just the radio station, too. There's people in the chat room that Sean was talking about that don't even listen to Rant Radio.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And they're just part of the Rant Radio community.
The culture of it.
Yeah, the culture of it. It's kind of strange, and I don't quite grasp it yet. But and Sean and I do more than just the radio station, too. We have lots of...
Yeah,
lots
being as we don't make any money, we have to work.
That's right.
So,
and also we do a television show, too.
Yeah, and other radio broadcasts.
Radio broadcasts. We do a couple shows on Rant Radio. It's far extending. It is a community. It's an idea.
It's actually kind of staggering how much work we do for free when you really sit back and think about it.
Pretty much all our free time.
Yeah, so Yeah, now that you mention it, holy crap. But, yeah, there's a lot we do. So, And people have been very receptive. To be honest with you, we cannot keep up with demand. The demand is so heavy for us to... If we were doing Tales from the After Now, a Rant Radio spoken word show.
On Tuesday nights.
Where it's a broadcast from the future, kind of Max Headroom meets Road Warrior. And we did 8 episodes. And then we had to take a break for 3 weeks because it's been, you know, life is there. We're trying to get everything organized. You know, I'm starting up my own business, blah, blah, blah. And then we're getting mail by the ton of people going, hey, where's episode 9? Where's episode 9 in German, in French, from Finland? You know, hey, we want more stuff, you know. And it's like, holy cow. So it's really, we don't run Rant Radio. Rant Radio runs us. So that's pretty much how that works.
And also lots of people over the years have... tried to get our station or our shows broadcast over their college radio stations,
yeah.
their high school radio stations. They rebroadcast it. They try to. They usually get shut down pretty quick because of our, of our content.
That would be my fault, yeah.
But they want to spread what we're doing out there because they believe in it, and they know our integrity holds true.
Yeah, we've got 4 years. We were here before the dot-com boom, we were here after the dot-com crash, and we're still broadcasting.
How do you know how well you're doing? I was able to go to the Shoutcast site and click on their stats link, and it told me that you're in the top 100 Shoutcast stations. You have over 30,000 listener hours per month. Do you have access to more specific information than that?
That is a good question that just about every media poses to us.
Yeah, how do you do it?
And it's kind of interesting because a lot of people focus on the money aspect of it and they go, well, how many listeners do you have? And they try to quantify it into, say, a dollar amount. And I usually don't pay attention too much to how many listeners we have. Sometimes I take a look and I'm interested once in a while. But
it scares us every once in a while. Like we just did a track at one of our shows, episode number 22, which wasn't a specific show. It's just a show. Since we started tracking, which was how long ago?
Well, since it was out, right?
Oh, so it was downloaded 1,000 times. And
that blew me away.
Yeah, we're like, what? Really? You know, it blows my mind. Don't ever think that we actually feel that we're some hyper quality thing. This whole phenomenon that is Rant Radio, the culture that's here, surprises the hell out of us. I mean, it's we know there's a lot behind the dogma and the theory, and you do the reading and all that, and you think, yeah, you know, the culture and community should be there. But when you actually see it in real life, it's a staggering thing. We don't care if there's 30,000 listeners or if there's 5.
That's
We're
right.
still going to keep doing the show, even if it's just me and James talking on the mic to ourselves, which in the beginning days, there was more people sitting in the studio than there were listening. So right. it's...
We do it for us, really. Yeah. And then we just put it on the air.
Some people play golf.
Yeah.
This is what we do.
I did the math on it. It's not that difficult. You take the listener hours and divide by 720, which is the number of hours in 30 days, and it gives you the average listenership.
Yeah.
Averaging 48 listeners, and that's a 24/7 figure. That's 48 listeners.
Well, that's pretty good.
Average day and night, holidays, weekdays, weekends, the whole thing.
If you do want statistics, we have yeah. about 5,000 unique listeners.
Yeah, one of
per
those. One of I can probably name them actually. It'd be like there'd be Templar Knights, Smokehouse, Kexler, Mr. Echo. I could probably name all 48 of the regulars who are there 24/7 every
right.
day, all day.
People listen at work. People listen at home. If they could listen in their car, they'd do it.
Yeah, which would be something we'd love to do. We'd love to put up our own little satellite.
Yeah.
But that takes money.
Which we don't have.
Yeah, but we're waiting for someone to give us a satellite. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
How do you see the project expanding in the future? Where do you plan to go from here? You've mentioned branching out into video, into internet television. What other media might you pursue, do you think?
Whatever media shows up. If we get 3D rendering technology, we'll do 3D rendering. If we can do video, we'll do video. If we can do OmniMax, we'll do OmniMax. We'll do it all.
We'll put ourselves in movie theaters. We'll put ourselves on TV. It's whatever is offered to us, really, without changing the ideals of what we do right now.
Yeah.
We wouldn't want to change ourselves to fit into somebody else's box. We want to stay true to what we're doing, and it's working, obviously, with no exposure, no advertising, nothing at all, just word of mouth, and we've come this far and stayed on this long.
The really difficult thing is because we have been approached in the past by people who wanted to buy the station, and they offered us money and things like that to run ads and all the rest of it. But the thing is, though, the moment you do that, the moment you quote-unquote sell out and you compromise your integrity and your values of Rant Radio loses its power, and our listenership will fall to zero inside of about 30 days. Our listeners are not stupid people. They would be able to tell in about 12 seconds if one of us sold out, and you'd watch the whole station would tumble into a spiral. So it's shorn up by our listeners' quality control. If they think something's screwed, they tell us. And
very vocal. Very vocal.
Very, very vocal.
And very loyal. People have been listening since this station's inception, and they haven't dropped off. Like once people listen to the station, they don't generally stop. It seems.
Yeah, they it's
and they get into the whole experience of Rant Radio. They see all of our projects. They listen to everything. They get right into it.
Which is somewhat staggering sometimes. Like we've gotten emails from people who heard one show. We have 38 shows now.
Yeah.
We got an email from a guy from Scotland who found the show and then downloaded all 38 shows and listened to it back-to-back for 2 days straight and didn't deviate. And I'm like, my God, man, I don't know if I can do that. I can't even handle listening to myself for more than an hour. My wife can't handle listening to me for more than an hour. I mean, come on, give me a break. But it's amazing the listenership that we have. And just it's all about the people and it's all about the community.
Who came up with the name Rant Radio?
Ooh.
Well,
I came up with the logo.
Well, that's a good question. It's sort of formed out of a cloud of things. Like, well, I met Sean and a while back, just before the station started up. And, one lifetime ago, and Sean is good at talking. He talks all day long and gets really excited about things. And,
it's a practice thing.
And I've always wanted to run a radio station. I was going to do a pirate before over the air. That's too expensive and too easy to get caught. And I thought, incorporate Sean's enthusiasm and my idea into one big idea. And Sean used to go off on rants, and I said, Sean, people should hear you, more people.
Yeah, rather than just freaking out on the people in the Safeway lineup, maybe you should do it into a microphone. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea.
So Rant and Radio put it together, and the domain name was available, so I picked Rant Radio, and there was no other Rant Radio on the Internet.
Bear in mind, this is back in...
99.
Yeah, when there was domains available.
Yeah.
As opposed to now when, you know...
No domains available.
Yeah, everything's pretty much been nailed down. Yeah, when you look back, it almost makes you think of some weird kind of karma thing, how it all sort of worked out, but...
It just all came together, really.
Yeah, so there was no...
The rant in Rant Radio is Sean's rantings, right? And,
yeah.
And the radio came from me. So yeah. It came together, and both of us make one.
Maybe we should do that on the business cards. We'll have Sean Kennedy Rant, and on you we'll have Sumerian Radio.
Yeah.
So the radio and Rant Radio. But that's pretty much how it works. I've always had a mind for content, how things sound. I'm a very visual thinker. So the artistic, a lot of the conceptual stuff that floats around in my head, you know, it's kind of like I'm the Keith Richards and James is the studio. Yeah. So I can, like, puke into a microphone and James can make it sound amazing, which is kind of nice. So
so the combination works very, very well together.
Yeah. It's and we've worked together for so long now that I'm currently plotting to kill James. No, we've worked together for so long that it's kind of second nature now. Like, the two of us could have a conversation with a third person and sound like we're on the radio 24/7. Hi, how's it going? Very good. How are you? We're good, thanks. You know, it's just, it's almost sad, but it's a lot of fun.
Well, I found out most of what I wanted to know. If you have anything you'd like to add, now would be a good time.
Yeah, we're currently looking for people to build us genetically engineered two-headed cats and giant robots. That's part of our biggest, bigger business model. We told the guys in Wired Magazine about that because they gave us a great interview. Awesome guys. If you do a search for Pump Up the Bandwidth on the Wired site, you'll find it. But they never put it in the interview, but they're great guys. And they said, what's your business plan for the future? And we said, we're going to take over the Earth with genetically engineered two-headed cats and giant robots.
I think we told Spin that, too. They didn't print that either.
So if you printed that, that'd be great because no one else seems to have the guts to print that. It upsets us, too, because it's a perfectly good business model. Even the guys from Wired, after they stopped laughing, they said it was the best goddamn business model they'd heard in years.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, nobody else is doing it, so why not?
Yeah, you know, really, because there's a market for giant robots. I really think so.
James O'Brien and Sean Kennedy, thank you for being with me today.
Well, thank you very much, Carl, and we look forward to hearing it.
Sure thing. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And that was Carl from CFUV in Victoria.
I think Carl might be in an Eliza program.
I think so.
I think so, Carl is just a really, you know.
So, guys, what do you think next?
How are you feeling today? Holy fuck, dude. Like, loosen up, you know. Well, I'm sure he's going to have a long and involved career in radio broadcasting. I mean, sure, he's a good. Well, I suppose he's got a business degree as well. Is that how that work?
I didn't do a lot of research. He has a show.
I remember he's like an accounting or business. Yeah, he's got a business degree and a radio. That makes for some stimulating radio, man. Some stimulating shit.
So I know Spider could probably listen to this because it's in University of Victoria's radio station.
Oh, dope!
Be broadcasting live October 3rd. Not live, but pre-recorded live, October 3rd at 11:30, I think. I'll post it. I'll tell you on the next show exactly. Well, we'll be playing this, and then I'll tell you again. Whoa, it's scary. What's going on?
Maybe we should stop recording now.
No. Oh, yeah, I guess so.
Well, because we're not broadcasting this. It's just recording of the interview.
Okay, so, yeah, we'll be live in a second.
Was this live over there?
This? No.
Oh.
It could have been, but nobody knew about it. We'll just play it on the show.
Okay, cool. Well, back to the show.
Back to the show. Bye-bye.
Carl.
Poor Carl.
It's kind of like being interviewed.
Well, that's what happens when you get a name like Carl.
Yeah, it's like...
Seriously, Carl.
It's like being interviewed by the guy on Sling Blade. Man, why'd you do it? It's kind of a weird one.
I call this, some folks call it a sling blade.
Don't go into your bathroom because you've got a toilet that flushes really slowly. It's one of those slow motion. Yeah, and you're like, is this going down or is this coming up? Is this guy? I've only got a minute and 25 seconds to take this rectum rocket shit.
So I'll let you deal with it before I go in there next?
Yeah, yeah. You should not take a shit for the remainder of the show. Yeah,
okay. I'm good, so it's okay.
Well, you know, you can go in there if you want to flush
no,
it.
No.
But it's up to you.
I'd rather not.
Anyway.
So, yeah, that was the little spiel thing that's going to be on here. It is in the IRC there. This Thursday, October 3rd, noon Pacific Daylight Time. So that's 3 p.m. on the East Coast at CFUV. So CFUV.uvic.ca.
All of his glory.
All of its edited glory.
What's his? What's the show's website? Did you post the show's website?
Oh, it's got... for a second, I had it going there.
That's what the Satan banjo music was.
So here's the Satan banjo music.
Let's start it again.
Hey, baby, are you really a doctor?
Yeah, I have a PhD.
Can I see it?
You can hear about it. When do you want to get together?
How about Thursday at noon?
How about every Thursday at noon on CFUV?
You want other people to hear us?
I want everyone to hear us.
First person plural, Thursdays at noon here on CFUV FM.
Making sociology excessively attractive.
You know what's the worst part about this is what they're gonna do to these poor motherfuckers in the IRC as soon as that hits them, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Because they are just gonna tear these people apart. It shouldn't be called the IRC because IRC is like mercy. It is not mercy. It is MIRC less. It's merciless. There's no mercy there. They're gonna fucking no, Carl. No, no. I almost feel bad. I've never heard that before. I was just like, Jesus Christ, dude. They're gonna kill you. You're gonna be like that guy in Gladiator. You're standing there pissing his pants with a big guy. It's like, woof, 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 woof. Like, holy shit. Yeah, she's hitting him now. Everyone's just like, what?
Is he talking with the guy? No, he's talking with his wife.
Oh, my God.
If you want to see a picture of them, they're on the web page that I posted in the IRC.
Yeah, if you really want to. Jesus, I feel bad. It's like I'm throwing these poor. They're probably really nice people.
I'm sure they are. They're really nice. They are.
But you can't be really nice and walk into an IRC. I mean, the IRC makes fucking...
They'll kill anyone.
What was the name of that bar in Tatooine they went to?
Oh, somebody will post it.
Mos Eisley.
Mos Eisley bar. Yeah.
MIRC makes Mos Eisley look like a fucking like daycare, man. Holy shit. It's just like merciless. Wow, did they ever fucking kill him. Oh, that's too funny. But anyway, no word of a lie. I don't know if we'll put it in one of the episodes, but when you guys were going and just tearing them a new asshole in the show, I was fucking crying. You know, Creatures, I think it was Creatures said this guy's like a fucking rock. And they're just, killing them,
good.
You know.
It was
fuck it. It's entertaining to us, because I'm just like, Jesus, these are the guys who like us. Oh, my God.
You know? We're glad they're on our side, huh?
Well,
Sean?
I guess our listeners are pretty fucking loyal.
Little bit.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
They attack anything. They're like a dog. They'll attack anybody unknown.
Yeah. So, you want to interview Sean and James, eh? Okay, well, you better be halfway cool. Otherwise, you're fucked.
I don't think anybody halfway cool has... Well, the guys from
Wired.
I don't think they ripped them
cool.
apart.
They're like cool. The guys from Wired.
They were
cool.
Awesome.
The guys from Wired were fucking dope. I've got a lot of time for those guys.
They're like... Did we interviewed them, and they interviewed us. And,
yeah,
oh,
and we
awesome.
Had them on the show.
And they're like, can we swear? You're like, yeah.
Yeah, fucking fill your boots. And he's like, my fucking
cock. Oh, my God, he went crazy.
Yeah. Well, he was, I mean, if he's not gay, boy, he sure sounds like it. He, like, he's got that full stereotypical.
He should do voiceovers for gay
people. Oh, he should. He was just.
He was great.
He wanted me. I've talked to him a couple times since then when MTV was on. I phoned him up, and I want to go down to New York and have a beer with the guy, and we'll go rip up the fucking town. That'd be
good. That'd be sweet. Sweet trip, eh?
No, just fucking go down there.
Next time H2K comes on.
Hey, man, what's going on? And go down there and just fuck it up and get him to show me New York with Bill Lassard from fucking Wired. How dope would that be,
eh? Yeah.
That'd be an episode. Fuck. I should see if I can hook that shit up.
Get him to fly us down there through Wired Magazine.
No, fuck that. I'll just fly down and we'll fuck it up. Go on like a 4-day drunk. I'll take you on a drunk and see how long you can keep
a
up.
A drunk on New York, really through New York, huh?
The really sick thing is that you probably would keep up because you do the camera thing and you got to keep filming. And your desire to keep filming.
Must not stop.
I've never seen anyone with a desire to film like Sam. Holy crap.
I must film everything.
He filmed his own childbirth, okay? Like, it was just fucking crazy the amount of shit was in that tapes. Just fucking.
I'm halfway up. My hand's out. Okay, hand me the camera.
Yeah, and the doctor's all like, holy shit, you know? It's just, oh my God, it was crazy. Speaking of cool, some cool film. Armadillo Aerospace. These are the guys who are competing for the XPRIZE. Now, this is cool because I believe they're a Canadian company, and what they're doing is they have their first manned flight using hydrogen rockets. Now, this is very cool because this means that if they get the XPRIZE, well, that means that the civilian market opens for going to space. As we all know, we want to go to space. So,
of course.
It'd be really, really cool.
Wreck this planet.
Yeah. Fuck you, man. We're going to go grow cows on the moon and then kill them and eat them, too.
I should load it in my page first before I post in the IRC. It's like, bleh.
Yeah, you want to do that.
Whoa.
Welcome to Armadillo Aerospace. Actually, it's on Slashdot.
We're
right
like
now,
the
too,
Slashdot, so. The instant Slashdot, because everyone goes there at once.
This story is on Slashdot,
oh,
too.
Oh, my goodness. So, okay. So it is slow, and we made
so
it slower.
Like,
very, very cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. So Armadillo Aerospace is a dope little company, and, you know, I think they're cool. Another thing that's cool is the fact that, I guess the guys from... ViewSonic, and what's the other show? I think it's Microsoft and ViewSonic.
Okay.
Anyway, they teamed up, and they're coming out with a Pocket PC for $300. Now, not that I'm a real big fan of the Pocket PC.
ViewSonic, yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, Microsoft ViewSonic to sell PDA for... but it's an actual color PDA that uses Windows Pocket PC for Windows or whatever
yeah.
the fuck it is.
Oh, yeah.
Pocket There's also PC. Another link there for True Mobile, which gives you pretty pictures of it. And True Mobile is really cool that way. They always got the
How nice. They're nice.
But it's pretty cool because it's got the color screen. It's got all the good shit.
Yep.
And, you know, it's getting down to a price range now where...
The only problems I have with those is the battery life. They just suck it up, right? It's like hour,
yeah.
2 hours, and you have
yeah,
to, like,
pretty
charge
much.
It back up again.
I don't know how that's going to work.
Other than that,
but,
they're super cool.
Yeah, you know, well, it all depends on what you're doing with it, too.
Yeah,
right?
That's right.
There's a sled out that turns your PDA so it has a PCM CIA card on it.
Nice.
That's,
so you can go wireless.
You can go wireless, and yeah. then you go wireless, and then with the Pocket PC, I don't know if their Internet Explorer that's on it is an actual Internet Explorer, like if you can actually cruise around the web with that or whatever.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
But pretty fucking cool. Pretty cool. Another cool thing is that... I'm all congested and shit. I'm like,
I think I gave you my cold, eh?
I got this snot going on here. I don't know
what's it's the McDonald's.
Is it?
Trying to fight its way out of your body again.
Fuck them. They're dead. They're mine now. I've consumed the flesh of the ancients, as foretold in prophecy. Micro GPS.
Uh-huh.
Yes, a microscopic GPS.
Oh,
they put
yeah.
a GPS on a
this.
Microchip. Motorola Instant GPS is a self-contained single chip. Assisted global positioning system, AGPS receiver.
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
Device measures 7 millimeters by 7 millimeters.
Yeah, that's pretty small.
Small enough to fit into almost any automotive application easily added to existing platforms. Because of its compact size and affordability, Instant GPS makes technology available to all classes of cars, trucks. Until now, GPS technology, original equipment, has traditionally been limited to high-end vehicles. And there's a link there, too, so you can go take a look at it. Now, the cool thing with this is that this by itself... is just broadcasts, this just receives your location so it knows
yeah.
where it is. It doesn't broadcast the location.
No, GPS is for giving you
but
your
how small did they make a cell phone now?
Small, small, small.
Small,
really.
Small.
They only limit the size of cell phones because, well, they get too small.
Exactly.
They can make them so small.
So they can make them, like, fucking tiny, like the size
so
of your watch.
So you can put
watch.
The GPS... So you can find your tiny cell phone when you lose it, right?
No, but you can use the cell phone to broadcast the position of the GPS, is what I'm saying. As long as there's cellular coverage, if the cell
yes.
phone uses cellular phone frequencies,
yes.
it can just you can query. You
oh,
can,
I see.
You can call that
you
GPS
send out your location.
Chip. Yeah, you can call that GPS chip through
right.
the phone, right? It says, oh, I'm here, and then you can query it. So,
yeah, nice, nice.
Yeah, so that's kind of nice and kind of not nice. Because
yeah.
if it's 7 millimeters by 7 millimeters and they could make something
anything.
The size of a spoon...
It's in your clothes.
And it's in your car and you don't know.
Yeah. Oh, we forgot
to
put that in the manual.
Part of the new Automotive Security Initiative.
That's right, of 2002.
Yeah, that's right. You know, right, well, it goes along with your listener's license. You get a...
Sneak it in under the Terrorist Act because everyone agrees to fight terrorists.
You can get this option in your car, and it saves you $10,000. You can pay $50,000 for it or $30,000 without it.
People go for the cheapest.
Exactly, because people are fucking mercenaries.
Uh-huh.
They're mercenaries.
Bottom line. Yep.
Another bit of prophecy. Gee, where have I heard this before? All this is ringing kind of familiar.
Prophecy.
But apparently non-lethal weapons are on the rise, too. They're looking at stuff that makes...
Shoot to hurt.
Yeah. Now, that's... Unfortunately, the people from the Sunshine Project, which is an international network of activists against biotech weapons, because that's what a lot of this non-lethal shit is.
Oh, really?
It's all like drugs. Yeah, it's like forcing...
It's like small doses of them or something.
Well, not really. They spray it at you with a hose, and it just absorbs slowly. Forcing drugs on large crowds of civilians is not cool and high-tech war of tomorrow. It's an internet... it's not Gee Whiz. It's not Star Trek. It's not... It's not our big, bright technological future. It's sick and repugnant, and it is illegal.
DMSO and acid. Come on.
Come on. You like it. Other critics can contend that non-lethal weapons are too soft a solution, according to a report by Lieutenant Colonel Margaret Ann Coppernall of the Army National Guard. Really? She thinks it's too soft. Non-lethal weapons not only fail to strengthen the nation's position when dealing with irrational adversity... When dealing with irrational adversaries, but convey that it is too squeamish to inflict serious harm on enemies that accept casualties. Jesus Christ. Margaret.
Nice, huh?
Hey, Margaret Ann. Would you like a glass of water?
Calm down. Just
Jesus Christ. You should listen into fucking Carl and What's-Her-Face's show.
It'll calm you down.
Jesus Christ. I mean, I'm pretty right-wing myself sometimes. You know, I'm all like, yeah, you fuck with the boy, you get the horns. You know, I'm not, you know.
Kill them all!
Well, not really, but I mean, shit. Yeah. Don't go charging the army, guys. Why? They got guns.
Oh.
I call it tactical awareness myself. But, you know, so that's posted in the IRC. Want to get laid? Everybody in the IRC wants to get laid.
Of course they do.
Your glasses. There's more to the saying, men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses than meets the eye. Indeed, when you're a man or a woman, wearing contact lenses on a night out can increase your chances of pulling by as much as 4 times.
Whoa.
Apparently, this university said that if you don't wear glasses, your likelihood of getting laid goes up 400%.
Wow.
Well, I don't know.
What am I doing wrong?
I don't know.
I don't even have glasses.
I think that chicks with glasses are fucking hot.
Oh, no. What? Too busy. You crashed it.
Oh, did we shut them down?
Well, yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry, Communicate Warwick AC UK.
We did not shut them down.
Too busy. Busy.
Holy fuck. We just, like, ranted their
Small servers. There's, like, 100 people hitting it at once. And
really? Wow, that's amazing.
Kind of kills it.
That's kind of cool. We should point that at other shit. Anyway. Like, wow.
Go there.
I can break stuff? Cool. Okay.
Yeah, we're getting big enough.
Yeah, that's, well.
It's like Slash on the radio. Imagine that. Okay, everyone go here now.
Oh, man, that'd be power. Wham! That'd be fucking, I don't know if I'd want to, if I trust me, that kind of power. Like, a dark helmet would appear, and I'd be like, oh, I gotta be dark side in 10 seconds.
We don't like
man.
This webpage.
Yeah, we don't like this webpage. Go there now.
Remember, like, fighting child porn before?
I don't remember that at all. I don't remember that. We didn't do anything like that because that would be illegal.
No.
So we didn't do that.
We were saying it's bad.
That's right.
That's all we were doing.
That's what we were doing.
It is bad.
We were saying child porn was bad because child porn is bad.
Imagine the power now.
Yeah, imagine the power now. Eek.
Everyone go here.
Yeah, it's getting to the point where it's more and more of this kind of shit. Where people are so concerned about image and stuff like that. You know, now, you notice in the cyberpunk books and the cyberpunk shows, not only do they have, like, really hardcore tech, but you'll notice that the cyber bars and shit like that are also really extreme. And it's starting to get more and more and more extreme.
Yes.
One of which is, and I've never even heard of this in any book or anything else like this, but how about a whorehouse that flies?
Okay.
Yes. It's called ecstasyair.com.
Really?
Yes. I don't know if this is a prank.
Real?
I don't know if it's a prank. They have a news interview with it.
Yeah.
But apparently it's legit.
And what country is this in?
This is in the States.
In Nevada?
Apparently.
It would have to be.
It would have to be in Nevada, but what happened?
The only state that has it legal.
Yeah, I guess you... It's not really a whorehouse. They just kind of look after you.
I see.
But I don't know if they are actually a whorehouse or what's the fucking deal here.
You get food and get served by...
By chicks in fucking lingerie, and they're all, like, eating there.
Mouths are open.
Mouths are open. You know, we want it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
So they're sort of hinting at it. It's not quite.
Well, they say, what does it say? Let us fulfill your fantasies in the air?
Yeah.
Like,
exotic.
What do you want to bet if the, what do you want to bet if the fucking 911 terrorists got that plane? They wouldn't have crashed shit. They would have, like, landed in Nevada. I was like, we defect. Fuck this.
Yeah.
I could either screw my camel or nail this classy bitch over here. Never mind. Oh, hey, Osama, we need more money. You know, that's totally what they would have been
more
doing.
Airplanes.
More airplanes. Yes, I will sell them, buy some camels, send them back home. Our wives would be happy, and we would fuck these broads. I mean, that'd be a lot more fun, don't you think? So I just saw that, and I was like, wow, that's fucked up. I don't know if that's a prank or not.
So instead of sky marshals, put them on.
No one's going to crash a plane
with a bitch
like that.
Whoa, we're not going to kill her.
That's like an opening for a pawn. Wait. If I can satisfy you, you won't crash this plane. Seriously, you know? Like,
there you go.
There's an
there's a porn plot for the up-and-coming.
Fuck, I haven't watched enough porn. I can't remember any porn star's name. What was that? Taylor. Taylor Hayes, that's her name.
Yeah.
Fuck, I'm way off on my porn. I got to catch up on my
way
porn
off.
Stuff.
Yep. I'm sure there's a whole new batch of girls now.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Wouldn't know what I'm
saying. I haven't looked at porn since I've been married.
84. Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, when I was like 10. So here's something cool. Now, I've never seen one of these online. I think this is dope. You always hear about, you know, look, Sony's come out with this brand new CD, MP3, CDR recorder, fucking you name it thingy going on here.
Yeah, okay.
And then the Japanese come out with spin-offs of all this really cool technology, and they sell it for cheap, cheap, cheap. But it's the same fucking thing, only it's sold, like, super cheap.
Rebranded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what they do. And one of the things they got on their site, that's Easy Buy 2000. I've never seen this site before.
It's just like the super rebrand page?
I guess. That's kind of what they sell everything here to do with everything. So it's kind of cool.
They've got Panasonic and Somi.
Do they have Somi and Panasonic?
No. I'm
do they have they
making it up?
Oh, too bad.
That's from Simpsons.
Oh, they have Easy Buy 2000. Sellers of cutting edge cheap Asian electro crap are now selling the Matrix US $60, aka Exodus, an Xbox add-in chip that allows your box to play games in JAP and PAL formats.
Nice.
To get around legal quote unquote issues, the chip is shipped unflashed. You add the flash RAM yourself when you get it, so you're breaking the law, not them. Like, come on, man, how fucking cyberpunk is that shit? You know what I mean? Like, that's just. Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, so I like that. I mean, anything that's good. Another thing, you know, and keeping it just like a movie, when pickup trucks hit trucks full of nuclear waste in the middle of the swamp, you get eight-legged freaks. Now, this is what happens in the movies, but what happens when pickup trucks are hitting trucks full of nuclear waste in real life?
Not so good stuff happens?
Yeah, I don't really want toxic waste
not
from
radioactive.
Not
quite as cool as the movies?
Yeah, no, I really, even if it was, I don't really want fucking, like, nuclear waste spilling all over the road. Sim sent me this. You want to read that out, Sim?
I did. A trailer tractor truck carrying nuclear waste from Idaho to the federal waste dump near Carlsbad. Carlsbad.
Carl is fucking bad.
Was hit by a pickup truck.
Get on a radio, Carl.
That caught on fire.
Fire. Fire bad with Carl.
Officials say no one was seriously injured and there was no leak of radioactivity and there was no cover-up.
Yeah, nothing.
The driver.
No, there's no trash. Where'd Carl go? Carl's bad. He's gone.
Carl's on vacation.
Yeah, Carl's fucked off.
The driver of the pickup truck, 19-year-old, is Israel Alvarez of Seminole, Texas, was being held in the Eddy County Jail on charges of drunken driving and driving without a license.
And he was quoted as saying, where'd my teeth go?
Go Alvarez.
Alvarez.
The accident occurred early Sunday morning. No damage to the transport containers bound for the waste isolation pilot plant. Got to isolate that waste.
Yeah, in the pilot plant. That way you can fly it wherever the fuck you want.
That's right. So,
Dad, with that, don't hate the media, become the media. Yes, it's time for DabCentral.org, where you can get whatever you want, like all the Max Headroom episodes. These guys have all the Max Headroom episodes, and they
this
got
is
them
the one I sent you.
Online. You sent me another one, too.
Oh,
don't
like
lie
a year ago.
A year ago?
Jeez, this is so
that's
last
so
week.
20th century. Anyway,
no, this is very cool.
Yeah, this is very dope. If you guys, if not everyone here has not seen all the Max Headrooms, watch them because they're dope. They came out in the early 80s when most of you were, like, not born yet. And
a twinkle in your fingers.
It's so far ahead of its time. Like, bear in mind when this thing came out, it's way ahead of its time. Very,
still
very, very,
super
very
cool,
cool
to watch.
Yeah.
Not dated. Oh, maybe a couple links. But most not
dated. Oh, it's dated because it was like, what if TVs took over instead of computers?
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
pretty much.
Computers back then were like nothing.
Well, they were assisting the TVs.
Yeah.
You know, this is pretty cool graphics for when it came out. I mean, Max Headroom was almost computer graphics, but not quite. I mean, he was makeup and shot cuts with computer background. It was pretty fucking
yeah
neat, actually.
It's really, really
I miss
neat
him. I miss him, you know.
Bring him back. Let's start a campaign.
Well, the guy's too old now. The guy's way too old now.
Is he? What's the last thing he did? He can still do it. A little bit of makeup.
It'd be cool if he did one just for us. He was like, run, radio. It'd be great.
Oh, there we go.
That'd be some sexy shit.
Oh, man.
That'd be like having Christopher Walken on the show.
Oh.
You know, it's funny. The kind of shit.
That'd be too good.
Like Marley Ermey or all those guys. Well, yeah,
God,
you know,
damn.
Like, damn, you
or
know.
Or that Indian guy that's in all the movies.
Oh, Danny Trejo?
Yeah.
He's fucking cool. I'd have him, actually,
if
I could get him going, I'd start some shit where, like, you'd have to have him in the film.
Fight with him.
No, it has to be like some kind of a film where I'm like, you know, in the car, like in a standard, and I'm like all bitching about some asshole in traffic, and he gets out of his car and just fucking bitch slaps me, like throws me into the car and just fucks me up, and I'm like, damn, I got fucked up by Danny Trejo, you know, that'd be
so good.
That would be so funny. Or have Danny Trejo, because I know he's a really hardcore Christian, come up and start like really savagely evangelizing to me, because what do you do? You know, you better believe in Jesus. Do you believe in Jesus, Tim? Yes,
Danny, yes.
Danny, you better. Him and Mr. D tag team. And then Jesus say it.
I pity the fool. Does it worship Jesus?
You know, and you just got an agent of the beast, and I know that. Okay, there, fucking mister, just chill out, man. Take it easy. You're fucking kind of scaring the shit out of me over here.
Yeah, if you want to get some good entertainment, rent some Mr. T films of the recent years.
Oh, my God.
They look pretty good, eh?
I want to get one just for sound guys. And then the beast. He comes over and he kills everybody.
That would be good,
he
actually.
He does Revelation quotes, yeah.
Oh,
but I know the pity of the world, Satan, right? Fuck, I mean, come on, man. I can listen to Mr. T and Man all fucking day. That'd be just dope. What do we got here? I got another link from Burger. Yes,
burger,
that's true.
Burger.
Which I ate today.
A couple of them.
Actually, I ate four burgers.
Four burgers.
Well, so much for my
How's
fruit,
that diet going?
So much for my fruit gravy diet. Fuck it.
Fruit gravy?
Kill it and grill it. Burgerman sent his green link to tell us how to keep going on the open source way. He set up a really cool porthole, which tells people about open source. So if you're like a newbie and you don't know shit about shit, then
start here,
which is now shut down.
Because it's on his computer.
Because it's on his computer.
As you can tell, DIYNDNS.org. That's like a redirect. Oh, there you go.
There
so you may be able to get through to
Bam.
It eventually.
But now it's probably down unless he can handle the bandwidth.
So it's all about
people.
Open source and cool things like that.
Very cool. And as we all know, open source is cool. Also, we got a site on GermanWogs. Yes.
GermanWogs,
baby. Church of Scientology. What's this one called? It has to do with watching. They like it's in like an intelligence community for a Church of Scientology.
Oh, very cool.
German Scientology News.
Germans are brutal on Scientologists, eh?
Critical interpretations. Ooh, wow. There's
I like that.
It's
like Cthulhu with a cross on his forehead.
Cult war propaganda or religious fanaticism? Which
awesome. Do you know that Drexel Games?
Yep.
Used to be a Scientology
church?
Place? Church?
He's in the old Scientology church?
Yeah. Beside the skate shop?
No,
it was
wait
painted
a sec.
Pink. It was a different place, not the one downtown.
Oh, okay.
It's another Scientology place. He said it was painted pink.
That's
to calm people or something.
Pink isn't calming. Put me in a pink room and watch
thinking.
What the fuck happens. Yeah, well, I'll be skinning smoke wagons pretty fucking fast. Wow. Yeah, Drexel, by the way, everyone who doesn't know, owns his own gaming store now.
That's right, DrexelGames.com. Check
More
it out.
Power to Drexel Games. Go there now and crash
it. It's actually
server.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a very cool guy.
It's open, so you can go in now.
Go down there and say, we saw you on What the Hell, you're cool. So that's very cool. You can keep track of Church Scientology in Germany, which, you know, Deutschland, I might head over there if fucking Scientology doesn't get the fuck out of my country. From Sumerian, he sent me this thing for Reap.com. Now, this is kind of scary, but this is the cops kicked in this lady's door.
Oh, this is awful.
She told them she was sorry, and they said, get up! She said she was sorry, but she couldn't because she was crippled. They put her in handcuffs and again told her to get up. And again, she said she couldn't because her leg braces and crutches, she needed even her hands for those. Eventually, Suzanne Pfeifel said, they went after the others. They left me lying there, handcuffed in bed for an hour. This was in Santa Cruz, California, earlier this month at a hospice co-op facility where 80% of the people are terminally ill. Sound like a place that federal agents need to burst into on a raid and go something like out of Silence of the Lambs. This is our war on drugs.
So these old, crippled people... are using
who are,
marijuana
who are
to help them out
dying.
So they can eat, so
yeah,
they can
like,
not hurt as much.
Like, I'm dying. What are you going to do? I'm smoking pot because I'm dying.
Where's the drugs, Grandma? Where's the drugs?
They're in my fucking purse because I'm dying. What are you going to do? Put me in fucking jail? Yeah, no drugs there. Yeah. You know? Jesus. I don't know, man. Like, I'm not really agreeing with everyone, you know, smoking crack and shit, but, dude, like, come on, man. fuck, just work on a problem. Just declare war on it. That's the American
There's
solution.
Bigger problems to go
problem.
After.
Homeless? Fucking war on homelessness. You know, come on, guys. You know, I'm pretty right-wing, okay? I'm all for fucking, you know, bombing people and stuff. But, you know, this isn't right.
Mike Jello's homeless? Give him a home! Legalize squatting!
Well, yeah, sure, legalize squatting and stuff, but, I mean...
Millions
you
of
don't
empty
even
buildings.
Have, you don't even have to. You don't even have to be... You know, as fucking radical as Jell-O is at, to go, wow, you know, these people are dying. Why not just let them smoke pot?
That's about right.
You know, hey, I don't know. Kids should be smoking crack, but I definitely think if you're dying, you should pretty much be able to put whatever you want in your body. You know, I pretty much think if people are dying, they want to donate their bodies to science, they have medical experimentation done on them, and it's their choice, fucking A.
No, don't smoke the marijuana. You're dying.
It'll hurt your lungs. It'll hurt your lungs because you're dying.
I'm dying.
But I'm dying, you fuck. What are you going to do? Not kill me? Give me a fucking break, man. That's just messed up. I don't know. Shit like that just disturbs me. Mind Pirate sent me in some good stuff. I'm just going to post the link here. Actually, someone's going to post. Amazon.com is under fire for a pro-child molester book.
Ah, yes.
Now, I don't know what the name of this book is. How about burn the writers and not the distributors who have no clue what's
on
the
book?
Yeah,
I love that. Yeah.
Because after all, they're distributing it, assholes. Way to choose your victims.
It's called Understanding Loved Boys and Boy Lovers.
Is that what the book is called?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Click on that link.
Goes to the Amazon. Yep.
Amazon.com.
Oh, what a shoddy cover.
Well, you know, they're ass raptors. Oh, my God. Wow, that...
The boy looks happy.
Yeah, I'm getting mad just looking at that. That's, yeah, okay.
So
bought this also bought... There's seven reviews! Write a review. Read a review. I want to read a review. Read a review. What does it say here? Customer 13, Joe. As a pedophile myself... okay, I can do this. As a pedophile myself, I found this book to be enlightening in my quest to truly come to terms with my own sexuality. Although it doesn't glorify child molestation, it does attempt to shed positive aspects in healthy boy-male relationship. For anyone trying to understand this phenomenon is fairly commonplace in society, that is fairly commonplace in society, this brave book argues the point as well as any other. Okay. Michael Black from South Africa. This is Joe Gardiner from the United States. Wow, that's really cool that you narrowed it down to the United States. Let's scroll down. I would strongly recommend this to the non-pedosexual public because it offers valuable insight into a totally foreign to them. By explaining what a pedophiles really are, it may help parents understand why they may actually be benefits in such relationships. We should celebrate relatives and oh, there, now let's go down. There's one who just gave it one star. Yeah, here we go. We should celebrate moral relativism and degeneracy. This propaganda piece cobbles together faulty anecdotal research and a shaky appeals for moral relativism in an attempt to marginalize the vast majority of people who correctly believe that pedophilia should be punished, not supported. Before anyone cries foul for my supposed intolerance on imposing my values, read Code and Beckwith's very well-reasoned book, Relativism, Feet Firmly Planted in Midair, available here on Amazon.com. Moral relativism is logically unsound philosophy. It's completely insupportable. It cannot be legitimized. The kind of behavior that a pro-pedophile book espouses. By calling me wrong, a relativist proved my point. And then everyone else is like, bold and honest inquiry from Chris Jones from... Oh, hey! Charles Jones from Urbana, Illinois. Smokehouse! He's probably within fucking driving distance. Let's scroll back up.
Get the phone book.
You could just go through here and start finding these fucking assholes. Way to go. Yeah, and then you could go there and talk to them about it. Yeah, you should just go talk to them. Yeah.
What do you think about this book?
What do I think about this book?
What do you think about Amazon listing this book?
Now, you might be surprised by this. Amazon,
I would be. I think so.
Amazon should be able to sell this book.
Good, because I agree with you. I will fight to the death the right for the Ku Klux Klan to march down the streets with their hoods on and with signs.
Yeah.
I do not support them.
Yeah.
I do not like them.
This is kind of like...
But is their right?
This kind of like that whole, pro-abortion people.
Yeah.
With their fucking signs out there and yelling at people saying, you know, kill your baby and shit. I'm just as good to be out there with another sign, which I think next time they're going to be one of them big circles. We got to get signs.
Those signs are pointy, aren't they?
We'll get the signs and I'll go across the street to the other side and say, why don't you mind your own fucking business? And stand on the other side of the street and point at all the church people.
Yeah.
And we'll film that shit. Because that'd be fun.
I think that'd be fun. We haven't done that.
Well, yeah, because I'm not really up for a scrap. The first guy that comes up to me says, if you come within my personal space, I'll charge you with assault, defend myself.
Then it's on.
Yeah,
no, we don't
fucking,
like that.
And I'll start stabbing fucking Christians.
Sean will get injured, but they'll get really injured.
I don't give a fuck. That'd be awesome. Yep. What kind of footage would that be? 200 Christians carrying signs chasing me down the street? How wicked would that be, man?
That'd be a new intro.
That'd be fucking dope. The book is sick. I don't think you should buy it. Because you're supporting some asshole who's into this shit.
Gives him money for candy.
Yeah, like...
Not so good, eh?
How really, like, all bullshit aside, how fucked up is that? Like, there's no way you can, you know... What?
Well, they talk about moral relativism, right? It's like, well, is 18 bad and 19 good? Or, you know, and he's pushing the limits of it.
No.
And 23 is okay to have a relationship,
down,
but
this all,
12
this
isn't.
This all comes down to, my name is Sean Kennedy and I judge. See,
That's right, it is.
It's unfortunate for people to not be able to, it's like immoral in our day and age for people to stand up and judge shit.
Yeah. And you can't do it. People go, no, you don't say anything.
You're an extremist. Yeah. No, I just got a point. You know, I know what I believe.
And I'm not scared to speak out.
You're a redneck. You call me what the fuck you want. But you touch my kid and I'll cut your fucking head off.
That's right.
You know, that's how that shit works. You know, well, you can't say that. Oh, not only do it with my kid. If I catch you touching any kid, I'll cut your fucking head off. Yeah, you know, and I'm here to tell you, if I saved some kid from a pedophile, honestly, and I killed the pedophile doing it, and the mom was there, and the mom said, thank you, I'd do my time.
Yeah.
I would do my fucking time. I'd do 25 years in jail. What are you in for? I'd fucking cut a pedophile's head off. Oh, want some smokes? Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. Like, fuck, man. There comes a point when what are you willing to burn for?
Yep. You the judge would go, I don't want to put you in jail.
Like, I'm sure the judge would be like, Your Honor, I just shut up.
Trial, mistrial. Yeah. Oh, God. Oh, no.
Like,
we missed some evidence.
Where's the jury? Show me that jury. Show me the motherfucking jury, please. You know,
it is. I
watched. Where would you like to be tried, Sean? Texas. I'll be tried in Texas. Thank you.
I watched a show on juries in the States, and it's a little known fact that the jury can judge any way they want, against the law, any way they want, because they did that on a marijuana charge, because it was totally what the person did is like, yep, it's totally illegal, and the jury went, no, it's even though that it's illegal, we should. Still not put them in jail because it's just not right.
Really?
So, yeah, if you have a jury, make sure they know that that is within their duty to be able to go against the law.
I mean, I got a family and shit now, so I've got something to lose.
That's right. Yeah.
But, I mean, I love my wife and everything. Maybe, you know, but seriously, man, I'm sorry.
Are you going to stand by and go?
I mean, the number one thing here is not killing
the pedophile. That kid.
Well, the number one thing here is not to just fucking is to kill a pedophile. The number one thing here is to save the kid and to save other kids so that pedophile can't fuck them up. Okay, because there's a sickness and there's a disease. I think that all sex offenders should be killed.
See, they can like boys, just don't do anything about it, okay?
Yeah, if you've got a problem and you're a pedophile, like seriously, you know the classic man, don't kill yourself, kill other people. Okay, first of all, that was a joke. Second of all,
to get people's attention.
Right? Yeah, it's comedy, you know, hello. But the thing is, it's like, you know, if I was a pedophile, if I like, you know, and then went down to the grocery store, got me some popcorn, go back by the park, and I get a boner looking at little boys, I'm going to go home and shoot myself. What are you doing, Sean? Got to kill myself. Boom! And fuck, I'd be heralded. Yeah. If some pedophile went home, discovered he was a pedophile, and fucking killed himself, I'd hang his fucking picture on my wall. That's a brave man right there. You know, it's a sickness. It's fucking, it's a disease. There's something wrong with you, okay? So you can either infect other people. It's like you go somewhere and you realize, oh, hey, I got a disease that's going to kill the world. Well, I guess I better off myself because I'll kill everybody if I do anything else. Same thing, only you're fucking up little kids, man. Like, blah, blah, blah. Fuck. Next on the agenda, thank you, Mind Pirate, for that wonderful interlude.
Yeah.
Aussie's defense against walking around ass backwards? You bet. Undercover agents having sex with female defense workers? Now you tell me if there's some bad guy you found out that, connections mucks? Fucking morons. Okay, I'm reading this as per. Also, we have sex, excess, plus some nepotism. Good quote. If there was a September 11th attack in our agency, we could not find it. This is according to Australia's top spy agency, rocked by rumors of sexual misconduct.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Don't have sex in the workplace.
Well, in the CIA, you say, all they do is fuck. I mean, give me a break. What is... that's just nuts. And more Scientology goodness from Mind Pirate.
They just never stop, those Scientologists.
What's this one here? Xenu.com was under attack. Or Xenu.net. My favorite site.
Yep.
Scientology.
Oh, yeah, I know all about this.
What's the gist of it here?
Yeah, I don't know if anybody's ever heard of the Internet Archive. It is the uber coolest site. They have so much storage space. They've been archiving the Internet since 1995, like storing web pages. So you can go back to Rant Radio's web page as it was in 1999 and Microsoft's web page and every web page on the net and look at it.
Really?
Yeah.
How fucking dope is that?
They have uber bandwidth, uber storage. But what did they do? Well, the Scientologists told them, they're saying bad stuff about us on their webpage.
Because they got rabid lawyers that they throw millions.
You
got to
take it down
at.
Like Google did, except Google put it back up. And so they took it down. And they're like, why did you take it down? It's ridiculous what these Scientologists can get away with, altering history now.
Yeah.
It's like, that's how it was before. No, it was never like that. Take that down.
Yeah, no, that's bullshit.
These people are just archiving.
Yeah, no, the reason why they do is because it's terrorism. It's fucking terrorism. We got this gun in your mouth. It's a legal gun, but it's a gun, and you either do this or we'll fucking destroy you.
The greatest thing about this one, it says, it was taken down per the request of the site owner. And it wasn't. Xenu.net would not ask themselves to be taken off the archive. They like totally fucked over the Internet Archive by spoofing who they were. They did not verify it. They just went, we got this email to take it off. Okay, let's do it. So they just took it off without contacting the originating site.
Oh, wow.
Just because the Scientologist said so, right?
Fair use clause. Don't forget L. Ron Hubbard. If you're anti-Scientologist, you're able to, kill whoever you want. And if they're anti-Scientologist, according to the Scientologist religion, a Scientologist could show up and kill me. Or kill my wife, or rape my wife, or do whatever they want to me. Wow. Let's just think about what Sean would do after that point. You think Kevin Mitnick was a problem? No. I'll show
Wait
these fucking...
for it.
I'll show these terrorists what terror really is. But anyway, I wouldn't take well to that kind of thing. So it kind of, that kind of thing really nails home the point when using the legal system, which is not a justice system, the legal system, they can alter time and space. It really drives home the point as to why Rant Radio is as important as it is.
Yes.
You know, there is a reason why we're doing this here. You know, there is a point to it. We have to keep going. We cannot stop. We cannot stop. Because if we do, these motherfuckers will win. And they will never win. And like we said in the interview, you know, if we have to go pirate, we go pirate. Fuck them. You know, and if we get arrested with a mic on our hands, I'm sure James will fill in and I'll be screaming at the mic until my audio range is down. Okay? You know, Sim, I got to yell through the bars, boost the levels, buddy. You know, what the fuck? Because it's... You know, for all the bullshit and all the blowjobs and all the crap that we talk about on the show here, you know, and wiping our ass and rectum rockets and all the rest of it, there is a point to be had here. There is a point to be had here, and that point is that freedom is only there as long as you insist on it being there. If you don't insist on it being there, if you don't take advantage of your freedoms, they will be taken away from you.
Do not take your freedoms for granted.
It is not just the random diatribe of a couple of NRA members and things of that sort. You know, there's the truth in that shit. First Amendment rights, you betcha. Guy sent me a link on this fucking pro-racist piece of shit who's on the radio talking about how, you know, all these mongrel people slipping into the United States. What an ass-fuck trailer park fuck-up, right? Well, yeah, he is. He is, but he's got a right to say what he wants, just like I got a right to say what I want. I promise you, there's all kinds of Mormons and Scientologists and fuck-ups who'd hate everything I'm saying. The only difference is, it's like, damn, you know, why do you think I haven't burned down a Scientology church yet? It wasn't because of my moral convictions, I'll tell you that. It's because they got a right to be there. They got a right to do shit.
We have a right to educate you about that, too. And we don't want that taken away.
You know, some guy wants to say the Holocaust didn't happen? Fucking A. Get him up on stage with a bunch of survivors who've got, you know, like, those really nasty Israeli degrees and, like, you know, everything to do with history, and have the two of them go head-to-head. Gee, I wonder who's going to walk out of that one on top.
Mm.
You know, reveal the truth, you know? Fucking do a gladiatorial match style. Don't just fucking try to sweep it all over and make
that's
it like it didn't
And that's
happen.
Why we say don't just believe us. Go out and
check
find out, find the
shit.
Stuff out. That's why we post the link, so you can see it for yourself.
We're not just sitting here doing the stuff. I mean, it's very, very important. That's why it's important that if you want to help us with the art and all that, that's great. And remixes, we love it. It makes us feel fantastic. Especially with our really rabid supporters, it really does make a difference. But you got to get more people to listen. You got to get more people to listen. Don't turn into one of these fucking psycho evangelists or nothing. But if you're out at a party and guys are talking, you know, hey man, you know what you'd really dig? You should dig this show. Because they think a lot of the same ways that we do. Because there's a lot of us out there. There's a lot of us out there. But there's no market in educating you people. Because you people don't take any shit. You don't take any shit. You're not stupid. You're not useless. You're not a minimum wage worker. Okay, you got a fucking brain in your head, and they don't want to do anything with it because they can't use it to their advantage. That's why you tune into the show. It's not because we don't spoon feed you shit. Okay, we're not sitting there now, type this. Come on. You know, fuck. All we got to do is get together just a little bit, work together instead of throwing rocks at each other, and we'll fucking nail these fuckers, man. We'll put these guys up on the wall. You know, and eventually, once we figure out a way to do that, we're going to be doing just fine. Meantime, in between time, we got Rant Radio to work as a focusing point. You want to make us leaders? You want to make us fucking default messiahs because you couldn't find anyone better? Good enough. I don't give a fuck. We're not making any money, so that's our honesty truth serum, man. But you got to spread the virus. You got to get people to know. And it's not just about getting more people to listen to Rant Radio. We're already in the top fucking 10. We could keep all the listeners we got now and still kick ass. You know, 10 people could be listening. You know, Sanix and the rest of them in the IRC and fucking A. You know, we still keep broadcasting, but it's about something bigger than that. We got to fucking clue in here, guys. All bullshit aside, we've got to keep it going on. Otherwise, the Microsofts, the Scientologists, the core politicals, all the multinationals that Ben Bendigian talked about in his book, The Media Monopoly, all that shit and no logo is going to happen. I don't want Tales from the After Now to happen. I make a lot of jokes and shit, but I got a wife, man. I want to have a family and shit. I want my kids to have a job where they don't have to go to school and pay $150,000 just to get a minimum wage job. And if they don't, well, they're fucking homeless. And all the homeless class does is serve to scare the shit out of the middle class so they work harder for the upper class. What the fuck is that about? No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. Violence is not the answer. It never was and it never will be. But combat, daily combat, combat where you, it's you against the core political, you with every choice you make is an act. That's your power, and a lot of people just don't accept that. You've got to realize that. You've got to accept that. Yeah, sure, Sean, it's fun and fine for you to say that after you stuffed your face full of McDonald's. You can't win every war. You can't win every war. But you can do what you can. Do what you can. I'm not saying go be a rabid fucking vegan and subscribe to Adbusters and read fucking all these magazines, but do what you can in your own life. If everybody just, even if everybody just did one thing, like they just decided, fuck it, I'm not going to buy Coke anymore, the company would fall, man. The whole fucking company would just topple. That'd be it. Wham! They're done. You know? And if you think about that, well, it's just one guy doing one thing. You've only got control of one thing, brother, and that's going to be you or your own body and your own choice and your own person. And they're even trying to take that shit away from you, too. You know? Well, if you don't do it this way, you're just being difficult. Well, fuck you. I am difficult. Okay? Because I'm me, and that's how that works. It makes me crazy. You know? It makes me nuts. And we've been doing a good thing here. We got up to, like, 97, 98 listeners in the IRC tonight. I mean, fuck, that's really cool. You know? It's just, there's so much shit. People try to do stuff. People try to, you know, everyone tries to make a difference their own way. You know, the guys at Skulls Crew, they do their own thing. Nister does his thing. Everybody does his thing. It's not just about the money. It's not about that. We're all trying to make a difference. Sometimes it works. You know, sometimes guys like the guys at Skull Crew got their shit dialed tight, and other times people fuck up like I do, and it just happens. But, I mean, we got Rant Radio. We're going. It doesn't matter if you fail. It matters if you keep trying, and that's what it's about. That's what it's about. So, if you want to mess with the normals, the number one thing you can do is spread the virus, man, to record the show and fucking get it out there.
fight at your own level of comfortability.
You bet,
but
man.
But fight.
You know, even if it's just, you know, I don't know, picking up garbage or something. I don't know. You know, burn a CD for someone who...
You can't do it all.
Buy somebody else a book. Buy someone a book you know can afford it or whatever. You know, you want to help somebody. But Jesus Christ, man, don't just be a consumer. Don't just sit back and don't do shit. You know, just try something. Try anything. Fucking, I don't know. Whatever. You know what you can do. You know, and if you don't got nothing to do, then just tell people about the show. We'll hook them up with us, and maybe we'll have a crack at it. But as long as we keep trying, they'll never stop us. And that's the bottom line.
Uh-huh.
And now there's a guy who's got, speaking of which, on this Creep, DJ Creep. He sent me an email. Really cool in here. Hello, Creep here. I just want to let you guys know that the new industrial project I'm working on. I've just joined with a local electro-industrial act called Seventh Image. It's a synth sampler, and I'll be doing some bass, maybe some guitar stuff as well. Our style is extremely hard and aggressive electronic anger. I thought you guys might be into it. And there's the website. So if you guys
it's not working for me right now, but maybe try it later, or maybe it works for you.
It did work for me. Oh, did it?
Earlier, but it's not working anymore.
Yeah, so he'll upload some music to us, and we'll take a look at it and shit like that. So it's pretty cool. There's no digital baptisms tonight, but if you want to get a digital baptism, what a digital baptism is if you don't like your name, you can send in your name to me, and I will give you a new name.
And he makes up cool names.
And I make up pretty good names. A lot of these guys here have kept their names, so that's kind of slick. So let's go through the IRC tonight and see who managed to fucking suffer through all our ramblings. Let's see. We had Sanix, Smokehouse, Snake, Abadoobie, Aerith, Gainsborough, African Love Turtle, and his mom, Mrs. African Love Turtle. Alan Modes, Alpha 736, Angelica Firestorm. I'm just going to expand this out so I can see it. Anoxy Australia, Apoc Away, Bastard Guy, BH, Borden, Burger Burger, Case, Cerulean. Hello, Cerulean. I haven't seen you in a while. Cognito Ergo Sum, Countersync Creature, Cyberdeck, TMZ, Delusion, Diffusion, Dr. Zodiac, Torky, Droopy, Drunk, Fester D Penis, attaboy, right. Decker Case, Enotion, G Maniacs, Gorka, Griffin, Guardian Super Chicken, Jojo the Dogface Boy, K16, Camelvalian, Kazuma, Kexler, Kigali, Kindling Boy, Lentium, Lorax, Loser, Mind Pirate, Misfortune Cookie, M Rance, Mr. Cheesy, I think. No Deal, Nikos, Neuralize, Nixon, Nomad Yig, Drazel, Noisemaker, Paladin, Pretender, Australia, Professor, Prophet Doodle, Quadbox, Quasimofo, Rabid Wombat, Ratfucker, Rat Sputin, Rose, my buddy, Roto, Sapphire, Shade, Sergork, Sir Poopy Pants, Scavenger, Southpaw Samurai, Sparky, Spudley, Tantrix, Test Subject, though, WP, The Beast, The Bug, Templar Knight, Transistor, Trotsky's Ghost, Turmoil, Terrell, Tweak, Up, Vampire, VTM, Yerky, Zootroy, Pyro, DJ Species, and somebody else jumped in. Who did I make? Tweak T?
Got enough of them.
We got enough.
They're changing around while you're reading out the names.
Yeah, so, you know, I try to do
don't
my
be doing that.
So, very, very cool. Very, very cool. And, Templar Knight and Capone X brought me up some booze. So,
nice.
Yeah, nice. You know, so it's kind of cool. We'll see how it goes. But until, you got anything else you want to add there, Sim?
No, just listen tomorrow at 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
for the new Tales from the Afterlife. You'll dig it. Do it.
I think what I should do is I should start, or someone should start a, well, maybe we should start something, I don't know.
What just, are we going to start?
Put like a comment, like a thread for each episode?
There is.
Oh, is there one for each episode?
Yeah, well, actually, I was going to go there right now.
Okay,
to remind people about that. We have forums. And this is like sort of the place to air your views, and you can actually think about it rather than a really quick IRC that's gone forever. This is the Rant Radio Forum, and there is a forum for every show.
Is there?
Yeah.
I don't think there is. Not each episode.
Not those.
We'll go into the Sean Kennedy Chronicles. Why is that one yellow?
That's because there's new posts for me to look at.
Oh, really?
Yeah. If you log in, it'll tell you what's new.
Cool.
So, yeah, there's one for number 4, number 5, number 6, and it's probably number 7 in there somewhere.
Yeah.
And so I'll be putting a link for number 9.
It seems that the big popular ones so far was, I believe, was episode 4 with Mutt and Rachel. I think that was the big one that everyone...
I should read out this.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. Sapphire did a post in the forums. After a successful night of boozing, I stumbled back to my dorm and collapsed in my bed and passed out around 11 a.m.
Sexy Sapphire.
Ooh. At 11 a.m., that a girl. At which time, I found myself a hearty bowl of Gorilla Munch, and then headed back. Gorilla Munch?
Yeah, it's like cereal for, it's healthy cereal for rabid vegans.
And then headed back to bed.
My dorm room is on the 15th floor and was a courtyard below those African drummers performing, with the beats echoing off the tall buildings surrounding them. It was sounded freakishly like the soundtrack to Mutt ripping apart security guards. Wait a minute, I'm a security guard. Let me tell you, I've never had a weirder dream in my life than I did that afternoon. Props to Sean's impeccable storytelling and Sim's brilliant choice of complimentary music, both so good that they haunt me in my dreams. I've had a lot of dates, but I've decided to stay home and dye my eyebrows. So very, very
awesome,
cool.
Awesome. And Sean responded. So Sean's in the forums.
Yes,
you will see him.
I am in the forums there.
From time to time.
And it's funny, though, because I do record the tracks, the other tracks, and I do pick out the music and stuff and do some sort of like I know where it kind of is going to start, where it's kind of going to finish.
Yep.
But everything else you hear there, if Sim does his job, you don't see it.
And you don't know what's going on.
It's what makes it cool. And, you know, really, don't ever think that he doesn't do anything, because it is a huge amount of what he does. And anyone who does any sound mixing and stuff like that will be able to back me on that one. There's a lot to it, more than just, you know, me spitting in a microphone. So it's a pretty good thing. So,
yeah.
Hey, if you liked it, make sure you tell some people about it. Be sure to tune in tomorrow night. I wish I could be there. I would love to see the reactions tomorrow. I'm really excited about tomorrow.
Well, I'm gonna send you the logs, the IRC logs. So
yeah.
You can see it after, and you can sort of follow along at the times, the right times.
I think next tomorrow night's show is going to be the favorite.
Yeah.
I think it'll beat out episode 4.
Don't hype him up so much.
No, I think
it's
it will.
It's going to be the worst show ever.
No. The worst show ever.
No, it's really good.
I know which one was the worst one ever. I'm not going to say it. But I know which one was.
New poll in the forums. Which is the worst one ever?
Which is, well, I mean, come on. I mean, fuck. I can't believe. Are we going to find out? Are we going to put some kind of a tracker so we know how many people are downloading this shit?
Well, I can do that. If we want to.
Right? I'd like to know.
Yeah, sure, I'll do it
I'd
after.
I'd like to know.
Because
I mean,
you have to let it go for a while and see how much it goes after.
I mean,
but, you know, I don't keep track of things because, well, we don't make any money off of it. So, we sold 500 units.
Well, yeah, but it's good, you know.
The widgets sold well today.
It's for my ego, okay? I want to know how many people are listening to our shit. All right? I mean, it's...
Our profit margin.
Tales from the After Now is very much not just... It's not just, you know, me doing wall-to-wall blowjobs. It's fucking actual, you know, creative shit.
We both put a lot of time into it. It's our baby, right?
It's art. Like, yeah.
It's like, ooh.
I want to know who's all involved. But, you know, whatever.
We think it's art.
We think it's art. Fuck them.
What do you think of it?
So,
yeah.
If you... I guess we'll see you all next week. So,
yeah.
Remember, where you come from is gone. Where you thought you were going to, you weren't ever there. And where you are ain't no good unless you can get away from it.
So you say you gotta know why the world goes around, and you can't find the truth in the things you've found, and you're scared shitless cause evil abound. Come join us. Well, I heard you were looking for a place to fit in, for a better way to keep away the things you give. A family to keep you and call reverence.